Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
A brand new Texas League season is underway, and it started with a good one here in Corpus Christi, Texas, where the Rockhounds defeated the Hooks last night by the final score of 3-2. The score was very indicative of the way the game was played. It was primarily pitching and defense which dominated. The Rockhounds held off the Hooks, who had the tying run in scoring position with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning, but a very questionable base running decision. And that was absolutely made final by Daniel Susak. Rockhounds catcher made a terrific throw. Got Chad Stevens trying to steal third with one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Very surprising choice on the base paths, but boy, from the Rockhounds standpoint, Daniel just made a terrific throw. Got Stevens, and the Rockhounds got the final out to get the victory with a final score of 3-2. In last night's game, there were only 10 base hits total, 4 for the Hounds and 6 for the Hooks. Hooks had one that got lost in the lights that dropped for a double, had a deflection off Gunnar Hoagland, and Gunnar, in fact, left the game at that point. So, again, a bit of a flukish hit. And then one in the bottom of the ninth that just dropped down the right field line, barely eluding the glove of Caden Trenkel, and that was a double for Chad Stevens that put the tying run in scoring position. But again, the Hounds got out of the jam and put the ball game away. Jeremy Ironman had two of the Rockhounds' four hits. And in fact, until the ninth inning, Jeremy was the only Rockhound with a base hit. Hounds had just the two hits, but one of them off Jeremy's bat was a stunning two-run home run. In the top of the ninth inning, Hounds got back-to-back base hits from Junior Perez and Caden Trenkel. So a four-hit game was all. The bats were not exactly ringing, but Jeremy Ironman really came up big in the ballgame. Two-run home run gave the Hounds an early 2-0 lead. Hooks answered with a Tommy Sacco Jr. two-run homer, both of those in the third. And then Jeremy Ironman got the base hit, stole a base, and scored what would be the game-winning run in the fifth inning on a wild pitch. So pitching, defense to be sure. Rockhounds got a really, really nice bit of work up the middle by the Keystone combination. Cooper Bowman at second base and Jacob Wilson at shortstop. They turned a beautiful double play along the way. And again, Daniel Susak's throw in the bottom of the ninth inning turned out to be very, very big. So game two of a quick three-game series. Rockhounds and Hooks will meet tomorrow afternoon at 5:05 to wrap it up. And the Rockhounds head for home, and they will host the defending Texas League champion Amarillo Sod Poodles, a six-game set, which begins at Momentum Bank Ballpark on Tuesday. Looking forward, certainly, to the home opener. Speaking of which, last night, home openers, of course, opening night, five games were played. Give you an interesting number and a pitching matchup that, first of all, is pretty intriguing on its own, but all the more so, and we're still doing some investigative work on the Corpus Christi Hooks starter and his dad. I'll tell you more when our Budweiser pregame show continues.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Opening night 2024 in the Texas League. Last evening, of course, there were five games played. And, well, opening night, of course, is always a lot of fun. And the folks here had a really nice fireworks show after the game, so that was very cool. But of all five games, Not one home team posted a win last night to get things going. Springfield beat Arkansas, beat them up 6-1. Cardinals had 13 hits, the Travs just 3. Tink Pence, great name. Excellent prospect for the St. Louis Cardinals. 5 no-hit, no-run innings in leading the Cardinals to that win. Tulsa won at Northwest Arkansas. Frisco beat Wichita. San Antonio pounded the Sod Poodles in Amarillo. Home teams were 0-5 on opening night. Let's take you downstairs now for the singing of this evening's national anthem. Star-Spangled Banner in Corpus Christi tonight. By the way, very overcast. The temperature and conditions almost identical to last night in terms of temperature and wind. About 75 degrees with 20 miles an hour of wind blowing outward. And that wind was a factor last night. Again, I hesitate to say that a Hooks home run in this case was wind-blown, but last night's two-run home run really kind of victimized Brady Basso. It was a ball that would have probably been just a deep fly ball to left, but the wind very strong, blowing outward. Well, Alex Santos II has already begun his warm-up tosses. He's ready to go. Tell you something interesting about the Hooks starter, and we will play ball. First pitch of the game coming up after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud, the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
75 degrees, the wind blowing out toward left field at 20 miles an hour plus, gusting well above that, 20-25 with an occasional gust. Alex Santos, boy, he's ready to go. He started his warm-up tosses basically before the national anthem singer got off the field, so he is ready. Tall right-hander, Alex Santos II. Therein lies a story, and we will share it with you as we go, including our Astound Broadband road to the show. But there's an interesting, maybe an interesting connection to our franchise. We think so. I haven't confirmed it yet. We will, by the way, by tomorrow. And again, I'll explain it to you as we go. J.T. Ginn will oppose him. Alex Santos is a tall right-hander, young man drafted out of high school in the Bronx, New York. And he'll face Jacob Wilson to lead this game off. So under cloudy skies, field entirely in shadow, Santos is now ready. And we're ready to play some baseball. The first pitch of the game from Corpus is swung on, and Jacob fouls it back to the screen. An 0-1 count to the Hounds shortstop. Jacob Wilson, the leadoff batter. Cooper Bowman moves to the two spot. The second baseman is on deck. Santos pitch. Bounce toward third. Foul ball. Tommy Sacco Jr. making that play, but in foul ground. Quick 0-2 count to Jacob. Colby Thomas is batting third in left field. Colby Thomas is in left. Denzel Clark will be the DH in bat cleanup. Denzel, the DH, in the cleanup spot. 0-2 pitch. Wilson waits. Pitch swung on. Sliced foul. That'll drift into the seats. Oh, brave gentleman tried to make the catch and comes away with nothing but a sore right hand and no souvenir. 0-2 the count. Ah, the heartbreak. That ball was right at him. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that drops to the dirt. The count 1-2. Daniel Susak will again bat fifth. He's the catcher. Daniel Susak behind the dish. Junior Perez moves to center field and will bat seventh. Junior Perez in center. Jacob Reddy rocking that bat a little bit as he waits. Takes just down and away. Good patience. Two balls, two strikes. Jason Rosario gets his first start. Did not play last night. The right fielder has been around a little bit. Jason Rosario in right. Jeremy Ironman, terrific game last night, batting eighth. The third baseman, Jeremy Ironman. And Jack Winkler gets the start at first base, batting ninth. Jack Winkler, the first baseman. 2-2 pitch. And that's down low, and Jacob runs the count full, 3-2. Right-handed hitting shortstop. Outstanding prospect. Very active at the dish in the setup. Hands rocking that bat. Lead leg bouncing up and down just a little bit. 3-2 pitch, and a called third strike. Boy, thought he had a walk, and he's out on strikes. And Jacob barks a little bit, and he will walk away. Boy, that was an 0-2 count. He fouled away the initial 0-2 pitch, ran it full, and thought he had a base on balls. Didn't get a second look on the replay here. It was borderline to be sure, but it was a called third strike. So Jacob Wilson out on strikes, and here's Cooper Bowman. He swings at the first pitch and foul tips that, so the count 0-1. So it's Wilson, Bowman, and Thomas up top. Clark, Susak, and Perez in the middle. Rosario, Ironman, and Winkler rounded out for the Rockhounds, facing right-hander Alex Santos II. Pitch drops low, one ball, one strike. Alex, a prospect for the Houston Astros. Tall right-hander delivers just down low, and the count goes 2-1. Has not had great statistical success yet, but again, that can sometimes be a little bit misleading. Second round choice, so you know the talent. The Astros think he's got a bunch of it. Delivers down the middle. It's called strike. Cooper at the knees, and the count goes 2-2 to the Hounds second baseman. Cooper, right-handed hitter with terrific speed. He waits as Santos comes set. And his 2-2 pitch is there. Called third strike. Same pitch. Almost identical to that that struck out Jacob Wilson. So Alex Santos the second with back-to-back strikeouts to start this ballgame. Both of them looking and both knee-high on that outside edge to a right-handed hitter. So here's Colby Thomas. Colby moves to left field in this game, was the DH last night. Takes down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Top 15 prospect on the MLB.com list for the A's. Again, good combination of power and speed. Takes the delivery. Got a backup pitch over the inside corner to Santos. So Alex Santos, the second in his double-A debut. Very sharp here in the first inning. Got a couple of called third strikes on the borderline and delivers here and just missed inside to Colby Thomas. Count goes two balls, one strike. Denzel Clark on deck. Nobody on, two down in the top of the first. No wind-up motion by Santos. Leg kicking the pitch, and boy, that just missed down and away. So a 3-1 count now to Colby. Colby made his double-A debut in last night's ballgame, as did several members of the Rockhounds. A pretty good mix of guys with experience and new at the double-A level. A swing and a miss by Cooper on a pitch that dropped almost to the dirt, and the count goes full 3-2. And J.T. Ginn opposing Alex Santos II in this game. Wide-open setup for Colby Thomas. Big deep breath by Santos. Right hand over the leg kick and the pitch, and that ball lined into left field, a base hit. Well, that ball looked to be middle out, and Colby, whose batting helmet goes flying as he rakes a, takes a aggressive turnaround first base. Colby Thomas with his first base hit. That was a 3-2 pitch. I don't think we'll get another look at it because, of course, it was the visiting team that got it. But, well, that was a strong swing. He pulled a pitch that was middle out and down a little bit and lined it into left field. Again, Colby, one of the guys on this team that can really run. Here's Denzel Clark. He had a frustrating night last night. 0 for 4 with 3 punch-outs. Denzel takes, and that's just a bit low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. The DH in this game. Outfielder by trade. Hounds wearing the bright orange jersey over the gray pants today, as they did last night. In fact, one ball, no strikes. Pitch down the middle, called strike with Denzel taking, and the count squares at 1-1. Denzel's season a year ago was cut short by a left shoulder injury. Ended up playing in about a half a season, 64 games. But he is a very intriguing prospect. He takes down low and away for a ball, two balls and one strike. He has some speed, a strong arm, can hit for power. Hit a respectable, very respectable, 261 a year ago in his first AA season. Bright orange batting gloves on both hands as he rocks that bat well up high. Hands above the brim of the batting helmet. High fly ball right field. Drifting back is Melton. Still going back, but he's got it short of the track. Inning is over. Right field is basically a very tough spot to get the ball anywhere near out in this ballpark. Denzel hit it well, but it runs out of steam. But no runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left. We played half an inning in Corpus Christi. The score is the Rockhounds nothing, and against right-hander J.T. Ginn, the Hooks are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Bottom half of the first inning, and right-hander J.T. Ginn goes to the mound for the Rockhounds. Been with the ball club each of the last 2 years, but in each case, season shortened by injury, especially last year. Had to be so very frustrating, but a kid with a bundle of talent. He'll face Tommy Sacco Jr. Had a huge night last night. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He's the Hook's third baseman. Taps the left shoulder with a bat as he waits. Takes over the inside edge. Called strike from JT, 0-1. So Sacco leading this game off. Kennedy Corona, the center fielder, on deck, batting second as he did last night. Much of the batting order identical tonight for the Hooks. Bouncing ball sharply hit the foul down the first base side. 0-2. Jacob Melton, top Astros prospect, batting third in right field. Jacob Melton. Colin Barber in left field, that's cleanup. Colin Barber in left. Jordan Brewer is the first baseman, batting fifth. Brewer at first base. Chad Stevens bats sixth and plays the sixth spot. Chad Stevens at short. 0-2 stretch. Pitch by JT. High and away for a ball. 1-2. Ryan Robleski will bat seventh. He's the designated hitter. Robleski is the DH. Miguel Palma, the catcher, batting eighth. Palma behind the dish. 1-2 count, Sacco waits. Pitch on the way from JT, just up and in. Count goes 2-2. Jeremy Orocho will round out the order. He is the second baseman. Orocho at second, batting ninth for the Hooks. 2 balls, 2 strikes to lead off batter Tommy Sacco Jr. Takes, boy, just inside. Boy, JT thought he had a strike. That was a pitch that just ran off the inside corner. Sacco last night 2-for-3 with a 2-run home run. He had a walk and 2 stolen bases. Did have the game's only error, but boy, a pretty good night of the dish. 3-2, ground ball right side. Cooper Bowman on 2 long hops, flips to first for the out, a little wide. But Jack Winkler hangs on. Again, you talk about it a lot. The wind, one of the things as you watch a ball game, you don't think about quite as much as how it will affect throws in the infield. And I talked to Juan DeLemay at length after the game last night at the hotel, and we were talking about the throws, particularly by the third baseman of the ball game, Jeremy Ironman of the Rockhounds in particular, really, but Tommy Sacco as well, that on that flip from Cooper Bowman, it looked like it floated a little bit in the air. Here's Kennedy Corona, chopper to third base, backhanded nicely by Ironman, his throw on a hop, and Winkler hangs on for the out. Jeremy Ironman pointing across the diamond to Jack Winkler. He made a really nice backhanded pick. Really good play by both guys. That ball was a lot of topspin on it. Jeremy moving toward the line, backhanded it, flipped across the body, but the throw was a little wide and on a hop, and Winkler made a terrific play. 2 up, 2 down, and here's Jacob Melton. Melton, really active hands at the plate, waves that bat, will swing, tapper up the pitcher, up the first base line of the pitcher again, and underhands for the out. For the last 2 outs, coming on 2 pitches as Melton's little bouncer, handled nicely by JT again. Melton has absolutely spectacular speed, so while it was just a dribbler, wasn't necessarily easy pickings. But the inning is in the books. So we have played one. We're in Corpus Christi, Texas, and after one inning complete, Rockhounds and the Hooks, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Game number 2 of this 2024 season for Corpus Christi. Teams meet tomorrow evening, 5:05. Cowards that they are here. Come on, you guys, play in the early afternoon. But nope, it'll be a 5:05 start. Monday again in the schedule we've known now for, 2 or 3 seasons. Monday is a league-wide off day almost universally through the year. And the Rockhounds are at home on Tuesday to face the Amarillo Sod Poodles and open the home season. Hope that we will see you there. Great stuff coming up. The return of Thirsty Thursday. We have a souvenir giveaway on Friday. Fireworks next Saturday, 1 week from tonight. Sundays are terrific. We'll tell you more as we go. Family Day, Sunday Family Day, kind of expanded this year with some cool stuff. That all starts on Tuesday at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Look forward to seeing you at Rocky Town. Alex Santos II to face Daniel Susak. Daniel 0-for-4, a couple of strikeouts on opening night. If you go back a ways as Santos delivers to Susak and he finds the heart of the plate for a strike, it's 0-1. Junior Perez and Jason Rosario will follow here in the Rockhounds' second inning. If the name Alex Santos sounds familiar, particularly on the mound, pitch up and in for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike, it did to me too, and I assumed no way, no how, and as is so often the case, may have been wrong. Backup delivery, ground ball near the line at third, handled by Sacco, throw on the money, and Daniel Susak is out, 1 man down in the second. Here's Junior Perez. Junior 1-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts in last night's game. Well, Alex Santos II, and we would have confirmed it already, but he's the starting pitcher tonight, and you really don't disturb his routine, no matter the starter pitch. Boy, and there's that same delivery, outside corner at the knees, this time to Perez. That same pitch was a called third strike to both Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman. So Santos really spotting that pitch nicely. Pitch swung on, same delivery, swung on and missed, 0-2 to Perez. Junior had 150 whiffs last season and 434 ABs, so that's basically one out of every three. A little bit more than that, in fact. Pitch just up and away. Count a ball and two strikes. He's got terrific speed, so he'd love to bump that average up a little bit. Hit 237 a year ago. Santos ready with a 1-2 count. Kick by the right-hander and delivery down and away for a ball. It's 2-2. Well, Alex Santos, not the second, but Alex Santos, a pitcher by that name, was a member of the Rockhounds and a significant one, especially in 2005. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Got him. Backup pitch inside corner. Called third strike. And Santos, again, his career numbers are not just statistically on the surface, not good. But again, that doesn't necessarily translate to what kind of talent he has. And he has looked good in this ball game. Here is Jason Rosario, left-handed hitting right fielder, did not play in last night's game. Swings and fouls it back. He's a former Yankee farmhand, one of the few free agents on the club. Played with the Somerset Patriots a year ago, double-A affiliate for the Yankees in the Eastern League. Pitch, woo, and slipped off the fingertips, sails back to the screen. The crowd oohs and ahs. In 2005, and in part of 2006, but notably in 2005, the Rockhounds won their first ever outright Texas League title. Franchise was born in 1972, so took a while, 34 seasons. Pitched down and in, two balls and a strike. The Rockhounds had, I described as the electric, eclectic closer, Alex Santos. Pitch swung on, looped, shallow left field, and that's going to drop. That is your absolute, boy, that is a duck snort deluxe. Pitch was down and in, and Rosario just flat fought it off, looped it into very shallow left field. Shortstop Chad Stevens, you can almost see a shortstop on that play just basically going, ah, come on now. No way he could get to it, just a little flare into left field. Now in second base hit of the game. Rosario runs a little bit. There's Jeremy Ironman now. He had that terrific game a night ago. Gets just out the outside corner. Boy, a high outside corner strike, 0-1. Tough pitch, 0-1 the count. Well, Alex Santos, now I will tell you specifically why he was so very unique place, in fact, in franchise history. And he was really good in 05. Pitch swung on and missed, 0-2, so Jeremy falls behind in the count. Now, Alex Santos, the 2005 version, went to the University of Miami, and I was thinking he was from Florida, but no. Alex was from New York, so was Alex Santos II, swinging a number foul. The count is 0-2. Now, this was actually something started just kind of a top of the head, gee, I wonder if there's a relationship there. And got to talking today with Michael Coffin, the radio voice of the Hooks, and the more we delved into it a little, and I tried last night, did a little bit of research. Here's the 0-2, just low. But there doesn't seem to be any mention in a biography on Alex Santos II referencing his dad being a minor league pitcher. But his dad does run a baseball training facility in New York. So we're thinking, 1-2 pitch, runner goes, and the throw on a hop. Nope, he got under the tag. Second baseman Orocho thinks they got him, but I think that ball kicked up just a little bit. Stolen base for Jason Rosario and a 2-2 count on Jeremy Ironman. Very close. The throw was on a hop. Orocho and Rosario talk a little bit and smile. I thought Jeremy beat the tag, and he did. Throw on a hop, so it was on that bounce. It was rising a little bit as Orocho caught the ball. Didn't think he quite got the tag down in time. 2-2 pitch is fouled back, so still 2-2. Runner in scoring position. Two out, top of the second, no score. Browns have had base runners in each of the first two innings. A couple of base hits. Jeremy Ironman waits. Count is 2-2. Rosario the lead. Pitch down and away. Count goes full, so a 3-2 count. Again, Michael and I both doing a little bit of research. I was trying at the hotel last night. It was remarkably frustrating. The internet kept cutting in and out. And, you know, trying to track stuff down. Boy, that's maddening. It really is. Take that stuff for granted until it isn't working. Three balls, two strikes. 0-2 has now become a full count. Mr. Jeremy up and in, draws a walk. Boy, a really good plate appearance. Got down 0-2. He fouled off a couple of two-strike pitches and now draws a base on balls. So Jeremy Ironman with a really nice plate appearance. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack making his 2024 debut. Spent part of last year with the Rockhounds, right-handed hitting first baseman. Two men on and two men down. Santos with a pitch called strike. Boy, knee-high outside edge, and that's that same spot he's had success with now four different times. Well, when Michael Coffin and I got intrigued enough to think that Alex Santos II is the son of the former Rockdown, and normally you just go down and ask him, swing and a number, that ball get loose, that ball got loose. So the runners will move up. It's an 0-2 count to Jack Winkler. Pitch looked like it was in the dirt. Jack took a swing at it. The ball dribbled away, but he did not make contact with it. So one would assume that's going to be a wild pitch, and that puts runners at second and third. But the count is 0-2. Two men down. Pitch to Winkler. Jack takes. Boy, that just missed. One ball and two strikes. Crowd hooting a little bit at that. That was a very close pitch. So Rosario now at third base. Jeremy Ironman is at second. The count is 1-2 to Jack Winkler with two men down. Stretch and pitch by Santos, and that ball hit in the air to left field, and that's high, that's deep, that's up, that's gone. Sidewalk souvenir, Jack Winkler on an O, make it a 1-2 pitch. So the Rockhounds had a two-run home run from Jeremy Ironman last night, and Jack Winkler welcome to 2024 as he takes a 1-2 pitch out, got it up in the jet stream, and again, the ball really gets out of here to left field. So the Rockhounds take a 3-0 lead on Jack Winkler's home run. Top of the order now, and Jacob Wilson. Boy, that all started with bases empty and two down. Jacob takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Called out on strikes his first time up. Had a couple of whiffs in last night's game, and I chuckled because strikeouts and Jacob Wilson are largely strangers. Pitch up and in for a ball, and the count goes one ball and one strike. But again, this is his double-A debut, and yeah, things get more difficult at this level for sure. Takes a backup pitch that just missed, and the count goes two balls and one strike. Well, Jason Rosario with that single to left field. Little flare was all that was. Jeremy Ironman coaxing that walk is really important in the inning. Pitch down low into the dirt, 3-1. It was one man on after Rosario had stolen second base. He was at second with two out and an 0-2 count to Jeremy Ironman. But Jeremy draws the walk. Jack Winkler takes a 1-2 pitch out. Three-run homer, swinging a foul out of play. So the number nine hitter, the three-run home run. Last night, a two-run home run from Jeremy Ironman. It was last night, as he is tonight, in the eighth spot. No wind-up motion. Santos in the pitch. And that is down low. And Jacob Wilson is on base for the first time on the season. So a little bit of everything for Santos in this game. He has three strikeouts. Was one pitch away from a second scoreless inning. And now Miguel Palma, catcher, is going to come out for a visit. And, in fact, first mound visit of this season by either club is Sean Buchanan. The pitching coach will come out for a visit. So the Alex Santos saga is looking more and more as if the young man on the mound is the son of the former Rockhound who was the primary closer for the 2005 Texas League Championship team. Again, normally, in fact, any other guy on the roster, when Spike and I got further and further into this, you just, if the young man is the starting pitcher, you don't disturb him. He doesn't normally do interviews or that kind of thing when it is your day to start. And it's his double-A debut, so it's a tinge trivial, but we will know tomorrow if indeed there is that connection. On our Astound Broadband Road to the Show, we will tell you the rather unique saga of Alex Santos, the Rockhound's Alex Santos, who was a very good closer in 2005. Cooper Bowman swings and fouls one back, count is 0-1. Like Jacob Wilson, Cooper was called out on a really tough but a good pitch, knee-high outside edge. Alex Santos the second. Where's those sports goggles? Peers in for the sign. Ground ball back up the middle toward the shortstop, and making the play is Chad Stevens. He will go to the bag at second, forces out Jacob Wilson. And so the inning will come to an end, but not before the Rockhounds scored three runs on two base hits. No errors and a man is left on base. So we'll go to the bottom half of inning number two. And the Rockhounds have the lead in Corpus Christi over the hooks for the score of 3-0.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bottom half of the second inning, it will be the middle third of the order. Colin Barber, Jordan Brewer, and Chad Stevens to face JT Ginn. Well, for the first time this season, I should keep an over-under on how many times he will do it. My friend Alex Hoxing made me laugh out loud with a text. Colin Barber takes, and old check swing did not go. One ball, no strikes. Barber, left-handed hitting left fielder. Top 20 prospect for the Astros. Colin 1-for-4 with a couple of Ks in last night's game. Set by JT. Pitch swung and then lashed into left center field, and that'll be knocked. It'll get down for a base hit. Turning for two, and they're going to get him easily at second base. Well, they say safe, missed the tag. Cooper Bowman didn't get the tag down. Hustle double for Colin Barber. Now, Gregorio's going to argue this. Gregorio Petit, Rockhounds manager. The throw was there. The tag apparently missed. It'll be a double for Colin Barber. I stumbled on that a little. I started to say Denzel Clark in center. I apologize. It's Junior Perez in this game. He got to the ball on a hop. Now we're going to get a second look at this. Puts on the brakes, turns and throws. Barber coming for second. Boy, the throw was there. No, you know what? He beat it. It's a good call. Well, G won't like to hear that, but that's a good call. And that was the first base umpire, Daniel Bythway, who made that call. And, boy, upon further review, it was accurate. And a good slide by Barber. He got that foot down on the bag just under the glove of Cooper Bowman. Leadoff double. Runner in scoring position. Here's Jordan Brewer. Swings and bounces this one. Foul. No talking. We'll resume. Alex Santos II on the mound for Corpus Christi. And we think more and more that it appears to be the case that he is indeed the son of Alex Santos, the closer for the Rockhounds in 2005. And I said we'll follow up on our Astound Broadband road to the show. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Down and away for a ball. And Alex sent me a text and said, astounding. Pun intended. See, I like that. Now, astounding, I get it. That's good. But pun intended. That's what... good. Thank you, my friend. He's sharp. One ball, one strike swing. High fly, pop up. Shallow on the right side. Is it going to be Bowman? It will be Cooper, and he will glove it. Three Rockhounds giving that a look. First baseman Jack Winkler, right fielder Jason Rosario, and second baseman Cooper Bowman, and it's Coop who puts it away. One man down, and here's Chad Stevens. Well, Stevens had an interesting line at the dish last night. He was 2-for-4, and yes, he had two doubles. But one was lost in the lights on a routine fly ball. The other was a little flare that dropped down the right field line. That came in the ninth inning. Swings and fouls it back. It's 0-1. He led off the bottom of the ninth and sent one down the right field line. And again, same side. And Caden Trinkle made a great effort on it, made a sliding effort and almost got it. Ball wasn't hit deep, but it was placed perfectly, turned into a double. And Stevens was on at second with nobody out, tying run in the bottom of the ninth. Swings and misses here. The count goes 0-2. Well, a good breaking pitch. It was down and away. 0-2 to the Hook shortstop. Chad hit 220 last year. Had 23 steals in 30 attempts, so he can run a little bit. Had 15 home runs, but he had 176 strikeouts. Down in the count here, 0-2. One on, Noba, and a one out on the pop-up. Pitch, boy, just low and away. Boy, that outside edge of the knees, I mean, that is a fine line. Santos has had good success there, and JT apparently is, I mean, just missing. One ball, two strikes. Stevens, right-handed hitter. Check swing, did he go? Yep, he did. He was fooled on a pitch down and away, could not hold up. Strikeout number one for JT Ginn. One on and two men down in the second inning. Rockdowns three, Hooks nothing. Ryan Robleski did not play last night. Catcher by trade, designated hitter in this game. Played at the single A level in the Astros farm a year ago. Straight away in the right-hand box, pitching away from Ginn. Backs up just inside. Ball one, one ball and no strikes. Miguel Palma would be next. He is on deck here in the bottom half of inning number two. And sky gray and overcast, and the flags fully unfurled out toward left field is almost always here. High pop foul. And the Susak given a look. He couldn't find it initially. Won't matter. That's well back into the seats. And the count squares at one ball, one strike to Ryan Robleski. Hounds with a 3-2 win last night. Mentioned, by the way, all five road teams winning last evening. Well, that kind of goes against the Abner Doubleday rules, doesn't it? All five road teams winning on opening night. The 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that was nasty down in the zone, all the way down to the dirt. One ball, two strikes. JT a year ago appeared in just six games for the Hounds. He appeared a time or two or three in the Arizona Complex League, basically a rehab. But it was just a lost season for a guy who has a lot of talent.
Came over to the A's from the New York Mets in a high-profile trade at the time involving Chris Bassett. Here's the 1-2. Down and away, yanked that just a little bit. He had undergone Tommy John surgery, but the Mets thought that was just fine. And when he came back in June of 2021, he was really good at the single-A level, both single-A and advanced-A for the Mets, a 3.03 ERA in 18 games. 2-2 pitch, just outside. That one did miss wide, 3-2. First base open, runner in scoring position. Count full and two down in the bottom of the second. Hounds with a 3-0 edge over the Hooks. Robleski waits, JT the sign. Full count, hand set, delivers, bounced sharply, but foul wide at third, still 3-2. All of his numbers at the single-A level, and that, of course, was 2021, really good. A 1.05 whip. He had a 3.5-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. But since making the transition to the A's, and much of it with the Rockhounds, he just has not been able to stay healthy, and we just haven't really seen JT Ginn yet. 3-2 pitch. Just high and away, ball four. So it is first and second, and the tying run to the plate. Miguel Palma, the catcher for the Hooks. When I say just a lost season a year ago for JT, he appeared in only six games. Gave up 27 hits and 22 and a third. He had 13 walks against 11 strikeouts. Opposition hit 307, and his whip was 1.79, and that's just not JT Ginn at all. And, of course, it turned out he was not healthy last year. So a very important season, one would think, for the young right-hander. The Mississippian delivers and got the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1 to Miguel Palma. Palma, the Hooks catcher, went 1-for-4, scored a run in last night's game. Boy, if his bat can come around, he's a tremendous defensive catcher. Big swing and a miss here. Quick 0-2 count. Boy, JT wasn't messing around there. Came right at him with a fastball. It's 0-2. Palma gets rave reviews for his work behind the dish, working with pitchers, calling a good game, everything involved in that. And, boy, there is so much involved. Ginn delivers low and away. The count, 1-2. Runner at first is Ryan Robleski. Runner at second, Colin Barber. Two men down in the inning. Palma waits. JT set. Glances up the right shoulder at the base runner. Pitch to the corner, down and away. 2-2. And JT originally drafted by the Mets. Second rounder out of Mississippi State in 2020. Pitch from JT, and that's looped into the right field. A's hit. That's going to score a run. Runners will come to the corners, and Miguel Palma gets the Hooks on the board with a really nice line drive single inside-out swing. Line drive to right, drops for the base hit. Colin Barber scores with ease, and it is a 3-1 game. Well, last night the Rockhounds took the lead in the third inning on Jeremy Eierman's two-run home run, and the Hooks answered immediately with a two-run home run of their own from Tommy Sacco Jr. Hounds get a three-run home run here from Jack Winkler, but now the Hooks have the tying runs on base, and they are on the board. Second base into the game for the Hooks, RBI single from Palma. And pitching coach Paul Abbott out now for a visit. Infield joining him, and the battery in the infield, and pitching coach. And just about the time, home plate umpire Mickey Smith gets out there, of course, conversation will break up. Now, Paul Abbott is having a discussion with their home plate umpire, Mickey Smith. That's interesting, Paul expressing something. Don't know what it was, but it was enough that Mickey went over toward the first base dugout as Paul was walking that way. So Paul Abbott, certainly a concern. And JT has been very close. And when he has missed, it hadn't been by much. Don't know if that was part of the conversation or not. Now, here's Jeremy Orocho, and the pitch is down and in for ball one, 1-0. So Hounds 3, Hooks 1 here in the second, with runners at the corners and two men down. Set by JT, pitch to the dish, and that's down low. Susak throws behind the runner, and boy, that's close. Again, that big throw last night from Daniel getting Chad Stevens trying to steal third base. Boy, that was a topic of discussion after the game, why he was trying to do that. But he tried, and Daniel denied him, and it turned into a huge out, taking the potential tying run off the base paths in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-0 to Orocho. Jeremy switch-hitting second baseman. 0-2, but he drew a walk and stole a base last night. His double-A debut in last night's game. Former Dodger farmhand takes, boy, just inside 3-0. And Tommy Sacco is on deck, and he's been very good in these very, very early stages of the season. Set by JT, 3 balls, no strikes. One would think Orocho takes all the way. He does. It's ball 4. And they are loaded up. So for both pitchers, the second inning, a bit of a quandary. Bases are loaded for Tommy Sacco Jr. Bounced out to second base his first time up, but he went 2-for-3 with a home run last night. Spent last year at Advanced A Asheville with the tourists. First pitch by Ginn. Out there, inside corner, called strike 0-1. So JT in a jam here. 24-year-old right-hander from Brandon, Mississippi. Base is full, 0-1 count. Sacco waits, and the pitch by Ginn bounced foul wide of first base. So an 0-2 count. Colin Barber started the inning with a double. He was still at second with two men down, but Robleski drew the walk. Miguel Palma, the RBI single. And Jeremy Orocho walks to load them up. Bases full, two men down, 3-1 Rockhounds, and an 0-2 count. Tapping at left shoulder with a bat, Sacco as he waits. 0-2 stretch by JT. Pitch takes flight. Swung on. Popped in the air. Left side. Third baseman Jeremy Ironman on the outfield grass. Got it. Inning over. So both teams on the board here in the second. The Rockhounds again have scored 6 runs in the first 2 games of this season, and 5 of the runs have come on a pair of home runs. But this one is a 3-1 ball game. We go to the top half of the third in Corpus Christi. Rockhounds 3 and the Hooks 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi Hooks 1. This has been a good matchup. In our upcoming break between innings, going to do a little feature we've been working on, covering our first 50 years or so, just some highlights from it. We're going to talk about year number three of the, or year number two, rather, of the, is that right? Two of the four-peat. 2015 and 16. First pitch swing, a line shot left side. Colby Thomas. Hello, how are you? He is two for two in this game. Jumped on the first pitch while I was scrambling to figure out what gear it is. And Colby Thomas lines a base hit between third and short for a leadoff single here in the third inning. Colby hit a very solid 286 last year at the two single A levels, Stockton and Lansing, on the A's farm. And he's a guy who can run. He stole 25 bases a year ago, so he's on nobody down. And that brings up Denzel Clark, who takes a strike on the inside edge, 0-1. Denzel looking for his first base hit of the season. 0-4 last night. Flew out to right field to end the first inning. Colby, a solid lead at first base, set by Santos. He bluffs, doesn't go, swing and a miss on an off-speed pitch. Had Denzel way out in front, 0-2. Pretty good bluff by Colby, but he did not run. These teams in 2015 and 16 were absolutely the two best teams in the league. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on and lashed into center field, but it's going to hang up, and there to make the catch is Corona. Throws behind the runner. Boy, that was close. That was really close. Kennedy Corona. You cannot do it much better than that. That was an absolute laser off Denzel's bat. And Corona made the catch and positioned himself really well. He had to move to his left to make the catch, but he went at such an angle that his momentum was carrying him a little left and inward, and his throw was on the money, and Colby hustled back. A called strike to Daniel Susak and an 0-1 count to the Hounds catcher. So one on and one out. Other side of that coin, that was an 0-2 pitch, and Denzel flat ripped it. But it was a line drive, and it was caught. 0-1 stretch, pitch by Santos, drops to the dirt, one ball and one strike. Daniel Susak, 0-4 last night, bounced out to third base his first time around. Denzel and Daniel Susak, both tremendous power. Right-handed hitting catcher. Stance is slightly closed as he sets up and lines one into right field, a base hit. Good piece of hitting. Pitch down in the zone and he just went after it. Inside-out swing, base hit, Daniel Susak. Two men on in the third inning for the Rockhounds with one man down. Colby Thomas stopping at second base. The batter will be Junior Perez. He struck out looking his first time up. Junior 1-for-5 to start the year. Well, in 15 and 16, Hooks and Hounds are just, simply put, the two best teams in the league. I believe we'll talk about the 2015 team in our upcoming break. And well, I think you can make a great case, best team in franchise history. Swing and a miss on a breaking pitch, 0-1 to Junior Perez. Teams met in the divisional playoffs in 2015 and again in 2016. And it was just great stuff. Basically, every time the clubs met over those two seasons, they were, just simply put, two best clubs in the Texas League in those 2 years. And, boy, it made for a good matchup. But the rivalry has always been a good one. Here's the 0-1. Backup pitch gets there. Called strike 0-2 to Junior. Santos now has given up 5 base hits, 3 runs, all coming on the Winkler home run. All 3 were earned. Perez waits, 0-2 count. Runners there leads, pitch by Santos, breaking pitch down and away. Good block by Palma behind the plate, 1-2. Junior Perez, 237 last year. Now, he stole 41 bases out of 50 attempts, and that's 82%. Mentioned that last night. You'd love to see that average up a bit with that kind of speed, you can do some damage. A swing and a miss, though. He chased a breaking pitch. And Junior with a strikeout. He's 0 for 2, both on strikes in this ballgame. So he's 1 for 6, but he has 4 strikeouts. And here is Jason Rosario. Singled, stole second, and eventually came across on the Winkler home run. In the second inning, we're in the top half of the third. Hounds lead 3-1. Rosario waits from the left side, swings and misses. Boy, that ball vanished at the plate. Boy, they had good run on it. 0-1 to count. Alex Santos, the second, leans in, has the sign, glances at second, comes to the plate, down in and back to the screen. Boy, I don't know how that's going to be scored. Pitch was in the dirt. Or I looked to be low anyway. Don't know if it was in the dirt or just low. Sounded like Palma got a glove on it. We'll see how that will be scored. One ball and one strike to count. So now the runners at second and third. Jason Rosario, left-handed hitter, waiting. Opposite field single his first time. Takes just high and away. Ball two, 2-1. And will go as a wild pitch that was in the dirt. And Palma made a good effort, in fact, to block it. You could hear he got a little bit of glove on it. Stretch and pitch by Santos. Ground ball out towards second. Should be easy pickings. And Rocho is there. Throws to first for the out. So the Hounds rattle the cage a little bit. Would come up empty. 50 years of baseball and counting for this franchise. We're talking about, boy, a stretch that was absolutely remarkable as we look back on 50 years of Rockhounds, Cubs, and Angels baseball.
The Texas League has been playing ball for 136 years, since 1888. In that time, by our count, 958 teams have taken the field. Quick quiz. Between 1 and 20, how many of the 958 clubs have won 4 or more consecutive Texas League championships? The answer is 2. The Fort Worth Panthers won 6 in a row from 1920 to 1925. And nearly a century later, the Rockhounds won 4 consecutive Texas League titles from 2014 to 17. Hey, you got to check out the Fort Worth Panthers. Between 1920 and 25, they played 914 games and won 632 of them. That's basically 70%. But it was also a different era entirely. Imagine a Texas League player hitting 32 home runs and coming back the next season. Clarence Big Boy Kraft, I wouldn't kid you, belted 32 homers and hit 352 for the Panthers in 1921, and he came back for 3 more seasons, hitting 55 homers in one of them. And Fort Worth had 2 pitchers who were with the club for all 6 of the championships. Paul Wattell won 20 or more games 5 times, and Joe Pate won at least 20 in each of the 6 seasons, twice winning 30. It was a different Texas League rule back then, and the Fort Worth Panthers ruled it.
Well, my apologies. That was the I blame my engineer on that. I'm the engineer. I did update that with a new version last night, and that didn't take. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, welcome to the early stages of the baseball season. Still good stuff, though. I mentioned it last night. Fort Worth, and of course, when the Rockhounds accomplished their four-peat, going back and looking at history and. The only other teams with 3 or more consecutive titles of any type in league history were all between 1912 and 1926. That's a long time ago, and Fort Worth was, man, a stunningly good team. We'll go to the bottom half of the third inning while I chastise my engineer. First pitch swing and a bouncing ball off the bat of Kennedy Corona, handled by Jeremy Ironman. Throw to first in time. Well, he is just a pleasure to watch at third base, that really strong throw. So Kennedy Corona, one pitch, one swing, and he bounces out to Ironman. Kennedy Corona has had an interesting first couple of innings, both last night and tonight. I'll tell you what I mean here in a moment. Jacob Melton stands in, left-handed hitting right fielder. Looks to bunt, draws the bat back, takes a strike. Again, this kid has great speed. In Kennedy Corona's first two at-bats last night, he struck out both times, but it took 18 pitches to do it. Melton waits, 0-1 pitch, down the middle of a low, 1-1. Tonight, in his first two at-bats, Corona is 0-2 on two pitches. And in each case, he's grounded out to Jeremy Irvin at third. Melton, left-handed hitter. Rockhounds really play him to pull. Pitch high and away for a ball. Count is 2-1 from JT Ginn. Jeremy Irvin is basically playing shortstop. The shortstop, Jacob Wilson, is as close to behind the bag as you can. And the two guys on the right side, Bowman and Winkler, also playing into pull. Big swing and a miss on a high fastball, and the count squares at 2-2. Sky darkening, stadium lights starting to take more and more effect. We stand in the, this ballpark stands basically in the, I don't know if you want to say the shadows at night, but the new Bay Bridge under construction, that is huge. That is a staggering construction project. Here's the 2-2 set. Pitch by Ginn. Way up and in. Count goes full now. 3-2 to Melton. Jacob 0-4 with a strikeout last night. Bounced out on a little dribbler that JT Ginn handled in the first inning. But nothing easy about that. It was a swinging bunt. And Melton is a left-handed hitter, and he flies. 3-2. Bounce foul. Good protective swing. Got jammed a little bit, but fought it off. Count stays 3-2. Melton with 46 stolen bases a year ago. And again, that was largely at advanced day. He finished the year here with Corpus Christi. 3-2 count, second time. Again, set. Melton waggling that bat north and south as he waits, swings, and ooh, fouls one back. That might have deflected off Daniel Susak. Still 3-2. Rockhounds 3, Corpus Christi 1, last half of the third. Nobody on and one man down off the one-pitch AB Kennedy Corona. Ginn settles in, count remains full, pitch to Melton, and that is lined up the middle of base hit. Boy, pitch was on the inside part of the plate, and Melton just kept his hands inside it and ripped that ball right back up the middle. And you know he's a threat to go with one man down. Again, only 10 base hits in last night's game. So there weren't a ton of base runners, but both of these clubs certainly can run. And Melton about as good as anybody on the diamond. Takes the lead. Ginn comes set. The batter, Colin Barber. Left-handed hitter takes. But just down low. Would be interesting to know how many of JT's pitches would have qualified as borderline pitches that have missed so far. Got to be more than a handful. 1-0 count to Barber, who doubled and scored in the second. Oh, throw to first, and Melton is caught leaning. Winkler to Jacob Wilson, back to JT, and out. So Jacob Melton caught stealing. And that will go 1-3-6-1, I do believe. Hey, I'm going on record. I've got 1-3-6-1. See how far off I am. So two men down in the inning as Jacob Melton just got caught out there in no man's land. Count is 1-0. Bases are now empty. Colin Barber waits, slightly open stance, swings, fly ball, towering fly ball into right center field. Wind is going to push it, left center, it is pushing, and it in fact will find the glove of Colby Thomas in left field. Boy, that wind is fairly strong, and that looked like it was going to be Junior Perez in center field. Instead, it was the left fielder, Colby Thomas, who makes the catch. No runs on a base hit, no errors. And again, Jacob Melton is, I love it, my first instance of the year, picked off and caught stealing. No, he wasn't. He was simply caught stealing. But that's okay. That works either way. So we have played three. We'll give you totals in just a couple of moments. We're in Corpus Christi, Texas at Whataburger Field. And after three, the Rockhounds on top of the hooks, 3-1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities, including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
We have played 3 innings of Game 2 of the 2024 season. Rockhounds 3. And the Corpus Christi hooks 1. Jeremy Ironman leads it off, and then the guy with all 3 ribbies, Jack Winkler, will follow. Jeremy takes a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Rockhounds 3 runs on 5 hits. The hooks 1 run on 3 hits. The game has been errorless. Jeremy Ironman walked his first time, and it is a huge walk, swinging a foul back, at least in the context of the second inning rally. It was 1 on and 2 out. He was down in the count 0-2. He fouled off a couple of pitches, working it full, drew a walk, and Jack Winkler followed with a 1-ball, 2-strike, 3-run homer. Jeremy swings and pops it up. This will be playable in the wind. And first baseman will make the play as Jordan Brewer tucks that away. So Jeremy fouls out to the first baseman in the breeze. Never as easy as you think it is. But the out recorded, and here is Jack Winkler. With the bases empty and 2 out in the second, Jason Rosario singled and stole second. Jeremy drew that walk we mentioned. A wild pitch moved into second and third, and Jack Winkler made that superfluous with a drive out of here. Takes a breaking pitch that backs up and hits the dirt. 1-ball, no strikes. And Jack with a 3-run home run. And new man on the mound is Carlos Betancourt. Apologize, get all caught up here on the numbers. Alex Santos, day is done. Line drive, 1 hop, going to be handled in the outfield grass by Orocho. Throws to first base for the out. Sharply hit. And Jack Winkler is out on the sharp one-hopper. So Carlos Betancourt, right-hander, on in relief here in the fourth inning. Alex Santos goes 3 innings, 3 runs, all earned on 5 base hits, a couple of walks, and 3 strikeouts. Make it 4. Didn't mean to cheat him out of 1. Betancourt delivers and misses. Ball 1 to Jacob Wilson, top of the Rockhounds order. Jacob is 0-for-1, a strikeout and a walk on the night. Sets up with that very open stance. He'll close it upon delivery. Walks back and forth a little bit, takes, and that's called strike, and it's 1-1. Mentioned 2 number one prospects in this series, Jacob Wilson, who was at the plate, and Jacob Melton for the hooks, and both are really active at the plate in their setup. Takes a, boy, high strike. That's a tough pitch. 1-ball and 2-strikes from Betancourt. So 2 up and 2 down for the right-hander, and a 1-2 count now to Jacob Wilson. Pitch is high and away for a ball. The count goes 2-2. Cooper Bowman would be next here in the Rockhounds' fourth inning. stretch and pitch by the right-hander, and that's rolled out towards second. Rocho will handle that with ease. Throws first ball with ease, a little wide on the throw. Good stretch and catch by Brewer. Rocho kind of sidearmed that throw, and it almost skittered away, but Betancourt with a 1-2-3 top half of the fourth inning. So it remains a two-run ball game as we go to the bottom half of inning number four. I think JT Ginn is going to come back out to the mound for the Rockhounds. To the bottom of the fourth we go at the beach. Our score, Hounds 3, Hooks 1.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rockhounds 3 in the Corpus Christi, Hooks 1. Now, Whataburger Field, JT Ginn will face Jordan Brewer, Chad Stevens, and Ryan Robleski here in inning number 4. We have made the journey now fully into night. And that breeze was just double-checking. Yeah, in fact, it's picked up a little bit. It was 20 miles an hour on the nose pretty much when he started this ballgame, and it has picked up just a little bit. And it's already been a factor certainly in the series. I would imagine it certainly helped on Jack Winkler's home run, although I think he got it out with or without the wind for the 3-0 lead, which is now 3-1. Jordan Brewer popped to second base his first time, takes a backup pitch inside from JT Ginn for a one ball, no strike count. Jordan 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch in last night's game. Open stance in the right-hand box. Swings and nubs this one foul off the end of the bat. Count goes 1-1. Now JT Ginn got into a jam, most of it with two outs in the inning. In fact, both clubs scoring after two men were out in that second inning. Rockhounds had bases empty, two down, came up with a three spot. Chopper towards shortstop, charging as Wilson makes the play on the move, throws and got him. Boy, good strong throw. Jacob Wilson nicely handled. One down in the fourth inning for Chad Stevens. Chad 0-for-1 in this one, but he's hitting 400. That's 2-for-5, of course. But a couple of doubles in last night's game. I don't know if it's by design. See a couple of guys wearing a pitch up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes, but he's wearing almost sky blue shoes. Sky blue spikes. As is the Hooks' third base coach. They're very stylish. Takes down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Chad Stevens. Ryan Robleski on deck in the last half of the fourth inning. Chad Stevens is from the Pacific Northwest, from Gig Harbor, Washington. I have been there. Two balls, no strikes. Called strike, and it goes 2-1. That is some nice real estate. Chad was with the Hooks last year, as we have mentioned. He's an interesting, very interesting prospect. 2-1 pitch, big swing and a miss. And again, that's been the number you kind of circle on that stat sheet. Came to the plate 418 times last year, at bats, not plate appearances. Don't mean to confuse the two. They are not the same. But out of 418 at bats, 176 strikeouts, and that is a high total. Two balls, two strikes. Takes a backup pitch, and he got called out on strikes looking. So Stevens, and that was a borderline pitch, but that time it went JT's way. Upper edge strike, inside corner. So two strikeouts for JT again, both at Chad Stevens' expense. Base is empty, two down for Ryan Robleski. Threw a walk his first time up. Right-handed hitter, he is the DH, catcher by trade. Kins pitch, check swing strike, could not hold up, no balls and one strike to count. Miguel Palma would be next here in the fourth inning. Well, another good bunch on hand. Of course, it's weekend. That helps. Bouncer foul. Count 0-2. Had just shy of 7,000 here last night. Again, this is one of the bigger ballparks in the Texas League. Well, the crowd looks, if not identical, almost. We might be flirting with 7,000 again here tonight. 6,000-plus would be, I think, a pretty good guess out from folks, that is, on both of the grass berms in the ballpark. 0-2 set. Bases empty. Two down. JT with a pitch. Sails it up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Gave up a run in the second inning, but got away without any further damage. Pitching into the fourth inning here. No activity behind him, by the way. Here's the 1-2. Just high. Don't know that Ryan Robleski was all that comfortable taking that pitch. He kind of leaned a little bit and listening if there might be a called third strike with the pitch a little up and away. And the count 2-2. JT set. 2-2 pitch. Chop toward third. Charging his Ironman. Makes the play in the third hop. Good strong throw. Got him. Just a pleasure to watch him play at third base. Jeremy Ironman. So for just the second time in this ball game, the hooks will go in order. And we are bound for the top half of the fifth inning at Whataburger Field. After four innings complete, Hounds on top of Corpus Christi, 3-1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Right-hander Aaron Brown out of the Corpus Christi bullpen as we go to the top half of the fifth inning. Been talking about it a little bit, so let us pick it up and take it one step further. Our Stown Broadband road to the show. And, okay, it turned out not to be the show in this case, but pretty high-level stuff in our franchise's history. Again, we'll confirm everything tomorrow when Michael Coffin, my great friend and broadcast colleague next door, he's going to catch up with Alex Santos the second tomorrow and ask him directly, because the more we look into it, the more we think indeed that Alex is the son of Alex Santos, who pitched for the Rockhounds in 2005 and again briefly in 2006. Alex Santos had been a high draft choice out of University of Miami, Florida, came over to the A's as a free agent, and he was closing for the 2005 Rockhounds, managed by Vaughn Hayes. And the Rockhounds were bidding to win the first outright title in our franchise's history. Here's Cooper Bowman now. We lead it off and go to the bottom half, or top rather, of inning number five, going to the fifth inning. And an 0-1 count as Cooper sends one foul wide of third. Cooper Bowman, Colby Thomas, and Denzel Clark in the fifth. Rockhounds 3, Hooks 1. Well, the Hounds in that year defeated a really good San Antonio team to get to the Texas League title series, faced Arkansas. That was an outstanding Travelers team. Pitch down low for a ball, one ball, one strike. And a bevy of future big leaguers on that Arkansas team. Mike Napoli, great power hitter for a while. And it's a really good team. Pitch down low, two balls and a strike. Rockhounds were led by Andre Ethier, Texas League Player of the Year, who was called up to AAA 2 days before the end of the season. But the Hounds still went on and reached the title series and had the lead on Arkansas. There's a swing and a miss, 2-2. Pulling the string a little bit is Aaron Brown, guy who's been at this level before. 2-2 to Cooper Bowman. Cooper 0-2. Struck out looking in the first and bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the second. Cooper looking for his first base hit, 0-6. Right-handed hitter with a great speed. Swings and misses. He is out on strikes. So Aaron Brown comes in and strikes out Cooper Bowman. 1-2-3 inning in the fourth for Carlos Betancourt. And now a strikeout here for Aaron Brown. And the batter is Colby Thomas. Colby 2-for-2 in this game, a pair of singles. He's 2 for his first 4 and on base 4 out of 6 to start the year. Pitch up and in for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Well, the Rockhounds in 05 had a 2-1 lead on the Travelers in the best of 5 championship series and a 1-run lead in the bottom of the ninth inning in game 4. Here's a swing and a miss, 1-1. So they are one out away from the league championship. And that is absolutely, you can go back and look that up, I promise you. Now, there's only one fuzzy thing from there on, swinging a foul back. And I know we like to criticize umpires and officials and all of that, but in this case, what I am telling you, I guarantee, and there were a bunch of witnesses all paying attention. Now, this is the bottom of the ninth inning in the Texas League Championship Series, one out away from a title. Okay, we're paying attention. Here's a high fly ball off the bat of Colby Thomas. That ball is high and deep to left field. It's going to get gone, and it does. Sidewalk souvenir, Colby Thomas. He is 3-for-3 in this game. And, man, he launched that. That got out by a bunch. He hit 18 a year ago, did Colby. And his first double-A home run has the Hounds on top 4-1. Don't know that we'll get a replay on that. Boy, I wish we would. That ball, again, the wind is blowing out to left field. So how much it affects a given swing of the bat is a little tough to tell, but that one got out by a bunch. Denzel Clark with a check swing and a strike and the count 0-1. Colby Thomas, 3-for-3, solo home run, 4-1 Hounds. Denzel fouls the pitch back and the count goes 0-2. Denzel flew out to right field fairly deep in the first inning and he flat ripped a line drive, but it hung up for center fielder Kennedy Corona in the third. That was a well-hit ball. Came on an 0-2 pitch. He's down 0-2 again. Check swing didn't mean to. Tapper, foul ball, first base side. So base is empty, of course, with one man down and a run across. Hounds have now scored 7 runs in the first 2 games of this series and of this season. 6 have come on home runs. A solo, a 2-run, and a 3-run homer. 0-2, nub foul again. Denzel hanging in there, still 0-2. We're talking about the Texas League title series in 2005. My point being that, believe me, we were paying attention to the count. Both broadcasters had it. The official scorer had it, in fact. There's a swing and a miss. Boy, Denzel really off balance on that breaking pitch from Aaron Brown. So Denzel still looking to break through here in this season. Second strikeout of the inning for Brown. That'll bring up Daniel Susak. So Alex Santos, guy we've been talking about, was facing a batter named Jason Espito with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth, and the count was full. There's a swing, a line shot, base hit, Daniel Susak, back-to-back singles. Not getting replays on Rockhounds hits, understandably, of course, Hounds being the visiting team, but boy, that was down in the zone, and Daniel just went down and got it and yanked it left side, clean base hit. So strikeout home run, strikeout single in this inning. And Daniel Susak, 2-for-3 in this game. Here's Junior Perez. Junior 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. Now, I'm not telling you broadcasters don't make mistakes, because I disprove that theory regularly. Pitch just missed inside. But just for example, I will tell you this. Both of the broadcasters that night, the other was Phil Elson, a good friend of mine, was broadcasting for Arkansas, and he's really good. And everybody knew it was a 3-2 count, two out, bottom of the ninth. It's simply put, it was. 1-0 pitch, check swing, did he go? I think it got there anyway, 1-1. So Alex Santos, with a title on the line, delivers the 3-2 pitch to Jason Espino. Ball pops into the glove, and nothing. Nothing. No swing, no call, no nothing. Swinging a number foul. I mean nothing. Silence. Those few seconds after that ball found the glove of the Hounds catcher, I'm trying to think who was behind the dish in that game, and nothing. It was a 3-2 pitch, and when all was said and done, it never existed. Here's the 1-2. Ball swung on and lifted. Woo! Mile and a half in the air and about a mile and a quarter foul. Still one ball, two strikes. The press box in Arkansas, in the old ballpark, was open air, so it was just a long row of us. Everybody saying the same thing, that's ball four. But no, after discussion, it was deemed the count was 3-2. Here's a swing and a miss, and Perez is out on strikes. So, Rockhounds get a run on a couple of base hits. First double-A home run for Colby Thomas on a really pretty swing of the bat, and the Rockhounds now have four runs on seven hits in this ball game. We'll finish the ballad of Alex Santos. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Score of this ball game from Corpus Christi. Rockhounds 4 and the Hooks 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovented is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovented proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Last half of the fifth inning, 8-9-1 in the Hooks order to face right-hander J.T. Ginn. And on the mound, Miguel Palma, RBI single, driving in the Hooks lone run. Takes a breaking pitch down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Well, the Rockhounds, four runs on seven base hits, two home runs, accounting for all four runs. The Hooks have a run on three base hits. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Miguel Palma, right-handed hitting catcher. Swings, ground ball, left side, going to be a tough play. Jacob Wilson knocks it down, but his throw will have no chance, and Palma is 2-for-2. Lead-off single, good effort by Jacob, but not much he can do with that. Fourth base hit for Corpus Christi, and the leadoff man is on here in the home half of the fifth. Jeremy Orocho, the batter, he walked his first time up. Guy with great wheels. Former Dodger farm man, played at the single-A level a year ago with Inland Empire in the California League. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Throw to first base, chases the runner back. So with one throw over to first base, of course, that means JT has one more at his disposal. Third baseman Jeremy Eierman on the grass at third base, but Orocho shows no sign of bunting, and JT's delivery sails on him. Up and away, gloved by Susak. One ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Tommy Sacco Jr. on deck. Hounds have home runs from Jack Winkler and Colby Thomas for the 4-1 advantage. Pitch down the middle, but high, and the count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Again, it's cloudy, and I see a little haze. I don't know if that is mist, light rain, or just some haze, which you get here. Pitch down and in, ball 3-3-0. Forecast has changed a little bit. Originally, tomorrow was going to be really dicey, about a 40% chance, but that now looks like tomorrow will be fine, but tonight might get some rain, and don't know that we don't have a little bit of mist falling right now. Pitch by Ginn right down the middle. Count goes 3-1 to Orocho. Orocho has outstanding speed, had 47 steals in 51 attempts last year at single A. Palma is already ahead of him on first base. Pitch swung on, ground ball, right side of the infield. Here's Bowman, goes to second base for one. Wilson's relaying up, there'll be no throw, and that's really smart. Orocho just flat flies. Not much of any chance to conclude the double play, so Jacob did not risk the throw. 4-6 put out, Bowman to Wilson at second. So Orocho now, again, guy with obviously great wheels, and you would expect that perhaps he might be going here, 4-1 ball game. There were some stolen bases last night. It seems to be in the game plan for this series for both teams. Pitch swung on, looked at high in the air to right field, but very shallow. Boy, very shallow coming on and here to make the plays, Rosario. Ball got up in the air. Heard the crowd react, just a little murmur at first. But my goodness, the wind has really picked up here. It was about 20 when we started, and just glancing at the flags now, are just trying to rip right off their moorings in right field, in the right field grass berm, right center field flagpoles. Two down for Kennedy Corona. He has seen two pitches in this game. He's bounced to third on each of them. Swings and whoop, sends one right back there. Had there not been a screen, that would have been very dicey. 0-1 to Corona. Kennedy, the hook center fielder. Was a member of the Hooks a year ago. 24-year-old Maracaibo, Venezuela is his home. Throw to first base by Ginn, a little high, gloved by Jack Winkler. So one man on and two men out. The base runner is Jeremy Orocho. Ginn comes set. Corona waits. Pitch way up and in for a ball. One ball and one strike to count. Corona wearing those stylish sky blue spikes as well. Apparently some of the guys shop at the same store. Aesthetically very pleasing. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Boy, Corona well behind. High fastball from Ginn. One ball and two strikes. Not empty. Runner at first. Two men down. That's what I was going for. Orocho takes a solid lead. Ginn comes set. Outside corner target. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and missed, and the inning is over. Orocho took off, but it did not matter. JT Ginn with a Kennedy Corona. And the leadoff single in the inning goes by the board. So JT gave up the base hit right away, but comes back and gets the next three batters he faces, including his third strikeout of the game. One would think that would be it for JT. Five innings, about as long as you see anybody go anymore. But he departs with a 4-1 lead. That is our score through five innings. Totals coming up from Corpus Christi. Hounds lead the Hooks 4-1.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Rockhounds had only four base hits in last night's game, but one of them was a two-run home run. Hounds have, in this ball game, seven hits, and two of them are home runs. Jack Winkler, a three-run homer. Colby Thomas, solo. So all four runs in this game and six of seven in the first two games of this series have come by way of home runs for the Rockhounds. In the second inning, nobody on and two men down. Jason Rosario single. Jeremy Ironman mentioned that walk, and boy, that was some really good work at the plate. Great patience drew the walk, and Jack Winkler, good swing of the bat, followed on a 1-2 pitch with a three-run home run. The hooks came back, got on the board in the bottom half of the inning. A Colin Barber double and an RBI single by Miguel Palma. And Colby Thomas with a nice swing of the bat, solo home run in the fifth, made it 4-1. Aaron Brown with the delivery, and Jason Rosario swings and misses, and the sixth inning underway. Aaron Brown tonight is the second of the piggyback starters. Alex Santos, we talked about, went the first three. Pitch just misses, 1-1. Carlos Betancourt bridged between the two, the starter and the piggyback starter. 1-1 to Rosario. Jason takes low and away, 2-1. Rosario, a single, a little flare that dropped in shallow left field in the second, leading off that inning. Stole second, later scored in the Winkler home run. Pitch high and away, ball three. Three balls and one strike from Aaron Brown. Rosario, Ironman, and Winkler, who did the damage in the second, and they will be the trio here in inning number six. A swing and a miss, and the count goes full, 3-2. The things you are reminded of early in a baseball season in the broadcast booth, there is no worse place on earth. There's a check swing foul ball. I paused that sentence at an odd time. The broadcast booth is a wonderful place, personal opinion. But to judge whether or not it is raining at a ballpark, one of the worst places you can be. It is really difficult to tell. You have to look up to the lights. Here's a pitch high and away, ball four. So Rosario draws a walk, and Jason, who's got some experience at this level, draws a base on balls. He's one for two with a single, a steal, a walk, and a run scored. Boy, Aaron Brown, it's been Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Brown. He has now faced six batters, strikeout, home run, strikeout, single, strikeout, walk. Swinging the foul back of Jeremy Ironman's bat. Jeremy 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. And sometimes in this game, it is the little things. Down in the count, 0-2, with the bases, or rather one on, I should say, and two down in that second inning, came back and drew a walk pitch way up and in. Boy, that was up around the batting helmet, blocked by Palma. Rosario did not try to move up. One ball, one strike. Ball didn't get away very far, and Palma's got a very good arm. One ball, one strike to Jeremy Ironman. A walk doesn't always look like a lot, but boy, did that set the table and keep things alive in the second inning. A breaking pitch, and he swings and misses, 1-2. Mentioned that chat with Juan Delaney, Rockhounds hitting coach, after last night's game. Boy, we agreed, just really rooting for Jeremy Ironman to just have a chance to really show himself this year. Fly ball to straightaway center. That'll be easy pickings for Corona. One man down as Kennedy tucks that away. Well, Jeremy's just bought. He's battled injuries. He's a really talented kid. And the guy who and Juan was telling me last night that Jeremy just works his backside off. And he's a great teammate. Guys rooting for him and pulling for him. And he just has not yet really had a full chance to really bust loose. Injuries have really limited him. He's off to a great start. Jack Winkler swing and a miss. Boy, he was looking to follow up on that second inning home run. Chase the high fastball, 0-1. Outfield straight away. Breeze is blowing out toward the shipping channel, which sits behind the left field wall in this yard. Just swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count. So Brown looking to break that pattern, which has gone strikeout homer, strikeout single, strikeout walk, and not a strikeout, but a fly out to center. Aaron Long look in for the sign. Big tall right-hander out of Nashville, Tennessee. Winkler waits, pitch to Jack. Swing and a miss. Got him on three pitches. So another strikeout for Aaron Brown. That is his fourth. One on and two men down. Top of the order. Here's Jacob Wilson. Jacob 0 for 2 with a walk in this game. And rocks those hands tightly right around shoulder height as he waits. Takes a pitch to the dirt. One ball, no strikes. And Grand Canyon University in Arizona. Toss over to first base. That'll check Jason Rosario back to the bag. I think the A's and what they see in this young man, he was a non-roster invitee to spring training. Pitch swung on and set back up the middle. First base hit at the double A lover for Jacob Wilson and a sharp single right back through the box.
Second base,
number nine, Rosario stops at second base. Here's Cooper Bowman. You're talking about Jacob. He played last year after being drafted. But he's played only 26 professional games prior to this year. So this is his 28th professional game. And the A is starting him at the double-A level. Boy, you hear nothing but good things about Jacob. He now has a base hit. There's a line shot left side. Cooper Bowman, base hit. Going to send the runner home. And there will be no throw. It'll be cut off. And the Rockhounds lead it 5-1. Cooper Bowman's first hit of 2024, drives home a run as Rosario scores. Boy, good sharp line drive to left field for Cooper. Jacob Wilson stops at second base. And the Rockhounds getting to Aaron Brown a little bit here. The walk to Rosario turns into a run. Now Wilson at second, Bowman at first. Batter is Colby Thomas, and what a night he's had swinging it. Foul straight back 0-1. Colby 3-for-3 with two singles and a solo home run. RBI for Cooper Bowman driving in run number 5 of this game, number 8 for the series for the Rockhounds, and just the second not coming on a home run. Wilson dances off second pitch by Brown, is fouled straight back, and the count goes 0-2 to Colby Thomas. New supply of baseballs for home plate umpire Mickey Smith, who is from Aubrey, Texas. Daniel Bythway at first base. He's from Camarillo, California. And Austin Snow, our crew chief, is at third base from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Almost said Arizona. Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Thank you. Swing and a line shot. Got a backhanded diving catch by Sacco at third base. Colby Thomas just got robbed on an 0-2 pitch, a line drive down the line, and Sacco, a diving backhanded catch. That is sensational defense. Boy, Colby Thomas just got robbed. He ought to be 4-for-4 in this game. Hounds will go to the bullpen as we go to the sixth. Now, I was going to preview this for you, but I have a feeling a little technical glitch in which edition of our 50th anniversary and 50 years plus we're celebrating here, so I'm going to let it roll. Might be a repeat from last night. If so, I apologize. To the bottom of the sixth, the Hounds build the lead. It's now the Hounds 5, the Hooks 1.
We've told you that only two teams in the Texas League's 136-year history have won four or more consecutive championships. Nearly a century after Fort Worth rattled off six in a row, the Rockhounds won four straight beginning in 2014. In that season, the Hounds and Frisco had the league's top two records, and the Rough Riders won the opener in the division playoffs before the Rockhounds stormed back to win three straight to capture the series. A tremendous five-game set for the Tulsa Drillers was capped when Nate Long combined with four relievers in a 5-0 shutout to clinch the Texas League title.
Dusty Coleman and Connor Crumbliss both homered in that game, each playing for the final time in a Rockhounds uniform, a very fitting final chapter for two outstanding players and terrific people. A twist of fate opened the door for the player who would become the playoff MVP when an injury sidelined third baseman Jeffrey Marte in the final 3 days of the season. The A's brought a first-year pro named Matt Chapman to the Rockhounds. Chappie had been drafted in June of that year and played for single-A Beloit. The Snappers' season was over, so Matt was assigned to the Hounds. He joined the club on the final day of the regular season and went 0-3. He then led the Rockhounds to the Texas League title in the playoffs with his bat and glove. That glove, of course, turned both gold and platinum in the major leagues, and Chappie remains one of the finest defenders in the game.
Back we are in Corpus, bottom of the sixth inning. Jacob Melton, just as we came back, looking at a delivery from Tyler Bond and missed for ball one and swings and sends this one foul and out of play. So 1-1, Jacob Melton the batter. JT Ginn goes five. Tyler Baum replaces him. JT had some battles on his hands in this game, but gave up only a run. Baum delivers up and away. Ball one from the, make it ball two from the hard-throwing right-hander. 2-1 count to Jacob Melton with Colin Barber and Jordan Brewer to follow in the sixth. 5-1 Hounds, pitched by Baum, swung on and missed 2-2. Melton 1-for-2. Bounced out to pitcher JT Ginn in the first, ripped a single, then got picked off the bag and was, from a scoring sense, no pickoff, but he was caught stealing in the third inning, but he's 1-for-2. Baum's pitch, right down the middle, called third strike. That was interesting. Daniel Susak really knew that before anybody else. That pitch was right down the chute. And Daniel immediately started to pop, caught the ball, started to pop out of his crouch even before Mickey Smith called it a strike. And then Jacob Melton walked away. So Daniel saw that one coming all the way. Strikeout for Tyler Baum. He gets Jacob Melton on strikes. And here's Colin Barber. And he takes a high strike, and it's 0-1. Barber 1-for-2. He doubled and scored in the second inning. Flew out to left in the third. Left-handed hitter. Barber swings and misses. Boy, sink on that. Tremendous all the way to the dirt, and the count quickly 0-2. Tyler making his debut for 2024, of course. Floridian, who is 26 years of age, 6'2", 205. Tyler spending of the last year with the Rockhounds, also pitched for Lansing in the Advanced A Midwest League. Right-hander delivers, and a swing and a miss, and a three-pitch whiff of Colin Barber. Boy, mixing locations really well there. Had Barber chasing one to the dirt and then chasing one up on the very next pitch. He's out on strikes. Two down in the sixth inning. And the batter will be Jordan Brewer. Nobody on, two up. Jordan 0-for-2, takes down the way for a ball. Well, I am confounded. I had two new editions of our 50-year celebration all set, and I thought they were in the machine properly, and neither one of them played. Thank you very much. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-0. Welcome to baseball season. And I know I did it last night because, grumble, grumble, the internet at the hotel was... To call it slow was being a compliment. Here's a ooh, chopper foul off his foot and in a heap. Jordan Brewer going down off his footer. Boy, instep even off the knee. Boy, if it's April, if it's August, if September, or anywhere in between, that just does not feel good. And, man, he went down in a heap. Yeah, I got him on the left foot. Oh, they're going to show it. Slow motion replay. Oh, my goodness. All right, off the left foot, right off the toe of the left foot. So the count, 2-1 to Jordan Brewer. So I will have two new additions, or fresh ones anyway, for you tomorrow. We look back, we'll go all the way back to the Cubs era over the course of the next few weeks. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. Some great stuff, some great people, obviously some remarkable accomplishments, the four-peat premier among them, but not the only one by any means. A couple of sidebars for you. 3-1 pitch, swinging a foul back, 3-2. Bases empty, 2 down, bottom of the sixth. Hounds 5, hooks 1, and a full count here to Jordan Brewer. Popped out to second base in inning number 2 and grounded to shortstop in the 4th. Stretch by Tyler, 2 men down. Pitch takes flight, down low, ball 4. Fastball just off the bottom edge of the zone. One on and two down for Chad Stevens. Couple of strikeouts for Chad in this game, but he's still 2-for-6 to start the year. Hooks shortstop. Hooks in the classic home whites tonight, trimmed in a dark navy blue, a sky blue, splash of red and silver. Bombs pitch swung on and missed, 0-1. Now they did their fireworks last night, mentioned another really good crowd tonight. I don't think we have the head count yet. It's got to be 6,000-plus. Swinging a foul out of play, and it's 0-2. Don't know what the giveaway was tonight, but I came to the ballpark at 3:30, and I was actually later than I had intended to be, but 3:30 still, if you're coming to the game, that's as a fan, that's fairly early, and they were lined up already, so... Maybe it's $20 bill night here tonight at Whataburger Field. I don't know. Pitch. Boy, called strike 3. Just got there outside corner. Boy, if you're Chad Stevens, that's tough. His strikeout total was really high last year, and that was a borderline pitch. Just got there, both in terms of up and on the outside corner. It just got there, but Tyler Baum strikes out the side. No runs or hits. A walk and a man left on base. Oh. The top half of 7. The one final tidbit on our Astound road to the show. Take care of that bit of business as well. So 6 complete at the place we lovingly call the beach, Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas. To the top of the 7th, Hounds lead the Hooks 5-1.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Denzel Clark stands in, swings and misses at the first delivery. Right-handed hitter is 0 for 3, takes down low for a ball, count 1-1. Aaron Brown, his third inning of work. He's given up a run in each of the first two innings that he has been on the hill, the piggyback starter. Right-hander with a 1-1 pitch on the way to Denzel, bounced foul. 1-2 in the Hounds' 7th, Denzel Clark, Daniel Susak, and Junior Perez. 3-run home run by Jack Winkler, still the biggest swing of the bat in this game, that coming in the 3rd. Check me in the 2nd inning, I apologize. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, Denzel having a very slow start to this series. He is now 0-for-8 in the series, but 5 of the 8 he has struck out. So a little bit of everything for Aaron Brown. He's given up 2 runs on 4 hits with 1 walk and 5 strikeouts in 2 1/3. The batter is Daniel Susak. He is 2-for-3. Very good swings of the bat. Pair of singles that he's yanked through on the left side. Swings and misses at a delivery up and maybe a bit out of the zone, 0-1. Right-handed hitting catcher. Swings and fouls it back, and the count goes 0-2. There's a lot of pop in the bat, and he's a very good defender as well. Terrific prospect is Daniel Susak. Down in the count here, 0-2. To a guy with some experience in Double-A and Aaron Brown. Pitch sails high, and the count goes 1-2. 1-2. Brown looks in, has the sign, and goes, and the 1-2 got him inside corner at the knees, and then Daniel knew it. So, 2 strikeouts in the inning, 6 for Aaron Brown in 2 2/3, but the Hounds have gotten to him for a couple of runs. Junior Perez has had a miserable night at the plate. He's 0-for-3, all on strikes. Right-handed hitter. Brown's first pitch swung on and bounced foul. 2 balls and a strike, top of the stretch inning. Lost along the way about 1 million years ago because the Rockhounds got stuff going. And that, of course, takes priority. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that's up high for a ball, 1-1. Final quick note on Alex Santos, who's, we think anyway, his son pitched tonight. So we have that storyline to look forward to tomorrow late afternoon. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-1. Has to be a unique spot in franchise history, doesn't it, that you threw the pitch and earned the save, 2-1 pitch, woo, up and in, ball 3, 3-1 to Junior. You got the save, threw the pitch that clinched the first ever Texas League championship for a franchise that had been around for more than 3 decades at that time, and you did it on what was in all reality a 4-2 pitch. Here's the 3-1, and that's inside, ball 4. Aaron Brown not happy with that call, but he missed, so walk for Junior Perez. He's on base for the first time, and here is Jason Rosario. Rosario's had a good game, single and a steal with a run scored in the second, and he walked leading off the sixth and came around to score. Having the Cooper Bowman RBI single. Jason, left-handed hitter. He takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Jason Rosario, first name is J-E-I-S-S-O-N. Really good athlete. And signed as a minor league free agent, former Yankee farmhand. Stretching pitch by Aaron Brown. Got there outside corner bus right on the outside edge. 1-1. Jason is from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Didn't hit for average a year ago. Pitch will miss by, boy, not by much. 2-1. Crowd grumbling. Played 106 games for the Somerset Patriots. That's the Yankees' AA affiliate, Eastern League. But hit just 218 a year ago. Runner goes. Pitch swung on and missed. Here's a throw by Palma, but that is short. Stolen base, Junior Perez. Again, talked about Junior. Had the .237 average a year ago with Lansing, but he stole 41 bases. He has just stolen his first at the AA level here. And count is 2-2, runner in scoring position. Couldn't figure out what the commotion was. They're doing the wave. Well, our first occurrence of the wave. Swing, little looper, left field. Will it hang up? Yes, it will. There to make the play is Colin Barber. Rosario punched that ball left side, but it hung up and up, and able to get there in time was Colin Barber. So no runs or hits, a base on balls, and a bit of thievery for Junior Perez. And we will go to the bottom of the seventh. A little trivia coming up for you. We will talk about misery, but misery that maybe is turning around. Seventh inning stretch time at Whataburger Field. Hounds will delve further into the bullpen. We'll check the new reliever. Non-Googleable trivia coming up. And it'll take me out to the ballgame time in Corpus Christi. Hounds 5, Hooks 1.
when the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Right-hander Jack Weisenberger on the pitch for the Rockhounds. Tannenbaum goes one inning, strikes outside. Does give up a walk along the way, but also three Ks. You know, a good start for the right-hander, and Jack Weisenberger will come on again. A guy whose season was cut short last year due to injury. But Jack, very capable. We have seen that over the last year or two. 26-year-old out of Rockford, Michigan, and the University of Michigan. And he will face the bottom third of the order, Ryan Robleski, Miguel Palma, who is 2-for-2, and Jeremy Orocho will face him here in the last half of the seventh inning. We'll grab our non-Googleable trivia from our friends at Bud Light. Yesterday we were talking about the Miami Marlins and their struggles. To start the year, they were 0-9. We didn't know if they might have won last night at that time. We did the trivia. Pitch down and away to Robleski, who has walked and bounced to third. He is 0-for-1. But no, the Marlins' misery has now reached double digits. They have lost the first 10 of the year. Pitch to the corner called strike on the outside edge to the right-handed hitting DH, and it's 1-1. I've used, and I'm sure all sorts of people have, this is not unusual trivia at all. Breaking pitch drops down low. And I always have winced when we have used it. I will tell you why. But in this case, there might be a silver lining to the dark cloud. 2-1. In fact, there is a silver lining. 2-1 pitch, a swing and a foul tip, 2-2. So after Ryan Robleski's AB, we'll give you our non-Googleable trivia. Check comes set, 2-2 count, Robleski waits. Defense straight away, pitch swung on and missed. Boy, ran it down and away, and out on strikes is Ryan Robleski. So Jack Weisenberger with a strikeout. Well, the Miami Marlins have lost 10 in a row to start the season. We gave you one pitch on this, our non-Googleable trivia. What is the all-time record for most losses to start a season, and who holds that record? Most consecutive losses to start a year, and what team suffered through it? Here's Miguel Palma. He is 2-for-2. He takes ball one from the Rockhounds right-hander. RBI single in the second inning, singled in the fifth. Well, Palma is a cool 3-for-6 to start the year. Right-handed hitting catcher waits. Weisenberger's pitch down and away for a ball from Jack. 2-0 the count. And I give you one more pitch. It's early in the season. And Jeremy Orocho on deck. Big bunch tonight. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That's fouled straight back. 2 balls and a strike. 1988. 21 consecutive losses to start the year. Oh. That's almost unconscionable. I won't use the word unbelievable because it's quite believable. But, man, that's rough. Here's the 2-1. Outside ball three. 3-1 to Palma. And in 1988, it was the Baltimore Orioles who started the season with 21 consecutive losses. I always wince when I give that trivia because a dear, dear friend of mine and of ours, in fact, pitched down and away for a ball. So, strikeout and a walk. And now Jeremy Orocho. Jamie Richardson, who was a member of our staff and one of the world's finest people. That is no exaggeration. Was one on our staff, in fact, for a quarter century. And Jamie is a huge Baltimore Orioles fan. So every time I've used that trivia,
kind of wince and apologize, but hey, Baltimore, things have changed, haven't they? Pitch up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes to Orocho. Switch hitter batting from the left side. He's walked and reached on a fielder's choice. Baltimore, of course, back in the postseason last year, and boy, that's a team with great talent, great upside, too. As good as they have been, pitch outside for a ball. It's two balls, no strikes. Got the number one prospect in all of baseball, Jackson Holliday. Thought he might open the season with the team. He's not. He's at AAA. But they have the Rookie of the Year in Gunnar Henderson from last year. Holliday in the wings. Adley Rutschman, brilliant player and leader. Here's a called strike to Orocho, 2-1. But man, 1988, I mean, that's rough. That would be really rough, just say, from our perspective, a minor league team losing 21 in a row. My goodness gracious. But big league baseball, 21 losses in a row. Oh, to start the year, a swing and a miss. Orocho took a rip, but could not catch the Weisenberger delivery, and it's 2-2. Base runner is Miguel Palma. 5-1 Rockhounds, bottom of the seventh inning. Hounds got on the board in the second and have not relinquished the lead. Pitch up and in. Did it brush him? It did. So Orocho hit by a pitch. And that'll put two men on. So, again, the hooks. They're doing it here with a walk and a hit. Batsman. And top of the order. And here is Tommy Sacco, Jr. See that got him. Yeah, it just brushed him. Might have been on the hip. Oh, and that actually, you know what? That was not Orocho. I beg your pardon. That was Toby Cotto. Let me see if that was pinch hitter or a substitution. Sometimes you get to doing other things. Did not see an indication for a defensive substitution. I will check, but that is Toby Cotto for sure. We'll check the hooks lineup. I believe that might have been a defensive. Yep, defensive substitution. See when he came in. So it's Cotto on at first base. And pushing Palma down to second. So it's two on, one out. Quick visit to the mound from Paul Abbott. That was the top of this inning, just to clarify. So Kobe Cotto replacing Jeremy Orocho in the top half of this inning defensively at second base. Went for his troubles, welcome to the game. He gets hit by a pitch. Up and away for ball one to Tommy Sacco, Jr. So now all of a sudden it's still 5-1, but the tying run is on deck. And the first three guys in this order particularly really have some pop. Pitch down and in for balls, two balls, no strikes. Sacco homered last night at 16 a year ago. Kennedy Corona had 31 a year ago here. And Jacob Melton had 46, most of them at advanced single A. Sacco, Corona, and Melton, the top three in the order. Pitch to Sacco, swung on and missed, and boy, he had a rip, and the count is 2-1. So a strikeout, a walk, and a hit batsman. Two on, one out, 5-1 Rockhounds, bottom of the seventh inning. Weisenberger sets and delivers. Nope, that's up and away, and that's ball three, 3-1. Sacco's home run went to left field. Now, he's a switch hitter. Came against left-hander Brady Basso. So he's now swinging from the left side against the right-hander Jack Weisenberger. Pitch swung on, sent high and foul left side, but well out of play. So the count is full. Haven't had this situation yet in this very early stage of the season that I can think of anyway, but it's first and second. Fewer than two out in a 3-2 count. Do you send the runners? Hooks have usually been aggressive. Let's see if that continues here. 3-2. Weisberger set. Weisenberger, forgive me, the pitch up, down, and in. That's ball four, and they are loaded for Kennedy Corona. So all of a sudden, boy, the feel of this game has really changed. Rockhounds have activity in the bullpen. I believe that almost has to be Austin Briggs. Austin Briggs, David Leal, the only two lefties down there. So here is Kennedy Corona with the bases loaded. He's the tying run. Swings and pops it a mile in the air behind the plate. Daniel Susak near the screen and the wind can't get there. The ball drops. Boy, it is so tough. On a calm evening, I will almost guarantee you Daniel makes that catch. But the wind is anywhere from 20 to 27 miles an hour. And, of course, there is the spin and the movement of the arc of any foul ball anyway. And, man, that's a tough play. And Daniel was close but could not haul it in. So, Kennedy Corona unscathed. He's still at the dish. Still the potential tying run with the bases full. Right-handed hitter waits. Stretch, kick and pitch by Weisenberger is outside. It's one and one. Jack having a little trouble consistently finding the zone. A one-out walk, a hit batsman, and a walk in succession. Bases loaded, one man out, 5-1 Hounds. Kennedy Corona is a really dangerous hitter. He waits. Pitch from Weisenberger in the dirt, and now it is 2-1. And not only a favorable count, but again, bases are loaded. The next two batters are left-handed, Melton and Barber. And Corona, a right-handed hitter. Jack is set, 2-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Boy, I don't think you need to have a baseball PhD to know that that was a swing built to drive the ball out of here. And again, wind blowing toward left field. Runners their leads. Bases are full. The 2-2 pitch. Down the middle. Struck him out. Kennedy Corona looks to the heavens as he walks away. I don't know what he was looking for, but that pitch was absolutely down the chute. He did not even flinch and is out on strikes. And Gregorio Petit, with two more left-handers on the way now, will do a little situational baseball. And I would imagine this to be Austin Briggs. We'll make sure on that. Again, David Leal, the only other left-handed reliever, and he would be more of a guy to give you extended innings. So it is Austin who will come on. Hard-throwing left-hander. And he will face Jacob Melton. Top prospect for the Houston Astros. So in the seventh, Austin Briggs' first appearance on this 2024 season will come with the bases loaded. Two out, bottom of the seventh. Jack Weisenberger did not give up a base hit. But he walked two, struck out two, and hit one batter. And Jacob Melton will face it. The wind, and again, I'm just looking at the flags, but they're a pretty good indicator. They sit on the right center field grass berm, the flagpoles. And for just a couple of moments, the flags had really backed off. They were still moving. There's still wind. It has not gone away, but it had clearly decreased for about 90 seconds during the time Corona was at the plate. But during the time Austin Briggs walked to the mound and is warming up, one of those flags are really fully unfurled again. So wind is blowing. Well, I said they might have 6,000 here. This will be my best guess of the entire year, and it's April, whatever it is, April 6th. 6,021. Who let those last 21 people in anyway? So 6,000, really good bunch. They had almost 7,000 last night here. Opening weekend for the Hooks. Of course, that makes it nice. Now, Austin Briggs, ready to go. Swing. And a line drive into left field, and it'll be hammered on a move by Colby Thomas. Jacob Melton goes after the first pitch from Austin Briggs, drives it into left field, and Colby Thomas tracks it down. And the inning over. No runs, no hits, no errors, but three men left on base. So that one got dicey, and one pitch is all it took. Melton jumped on it, but Colby tracked it down in left field. So we have played seven innings. We'll give you totals in a moment. To the top of the eighth in Corpus Christi, Hounds 5, Hooks 1.
Ball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Game number two of the 2024 season has the Hounds on top of the Corpus Christi Hooks 5-1. Bob Hart's at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi. Well, you are reminded in these first few games back in the broadcast booth, I was glancing down. I was just checking a quick uniform number, and boy, Austin Briggs throws and Jacob Melton swings and line drive. Of course, you heard the crowd react because it looked like it was certainly going to get down. It wasn't hit overly deep. It was just a really sharp line drive opposite way off Melton's bat. But Colby Thomas got there, tracked it down, inning over. So through seven, Rockhounds 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors, 5-9-0. Corpus Christi 1 run on 4 base hits and no errors. Game has been well played defensively. Teams have combined to leave 17 men on base in this game. Rockhounds have stranded 9. Corpus Christi has stranded 8. Jeremy Ironman leads it off, and Aaron Brown's pitch is fouled away. It's 0-1. Jeremy 0 for 2, but a walk and a run scored. And the walk, I think, is the most quiet stat in this entire ball game, and really meaningful chopper foul. It's 0-2. One on and two out in the second inning on an 0-2 count. He worked it back full and drew a walk that set up the Jack Winkler 3-run homer. Capper back to the mound, Aaron Brown. Underhands the first, Jeremy out. So a quiet night in the stat sheet for Jeremy, but on base 1 out of 4, and that one time on base. Only without it, this is a 2-1 game. Here's Jack Winkler, 1 for 3, but boy, the one was big. 3-run home run, and that came on a 1-2 pitch after he got down 0-2. Good at bat, pitch down low for a ball, 1 ball, no strikes. Rockhounds, San Antonio, and Frisco were winners among the South Division teams last night. Mentioned all 5 road teams winning on opening night. Swinging a fly ball into right field. Going to drift right into the glove of Melton. He is there. And Jack flies out to Melton. 2 men down. Top of the order now for Jacob Wilson. He is 1 for 3. Strikeout, a walk. Bounce to second. And his first double-A hit. Sharp single back up the middle. Right-handed hitter waits. Aaron Brown delivers. Ground ball back up the middle. Going to be handled by the second baseman, Cotto. He throws across his body and up, beat it. No, it came off the bag. We'll see how that'll be scored. That's bang, bang. I would think that'll be a hit. First baseman did come off the bag, but it was really almost simultaneous. And, yep, base hit. So Jacob Wilson's second hit of this game and of his very young double-A career. Swing and a drive down the left field line off the bat of Cooper Bowman. If it's fair, it's gone. It is both out of here. Line drive, sidewalk souvenir down the left field line. Oh, Cooper tattooed that ball. Just a line drive very similar to Jeremy Ironman's shot last night. And the Rockhounds add 2 more here, and again a home run
is part of it. Cooper Bowman, second hit of the game. Line drive, two-run shot. 7-1 Rockhounds in the eighth inning. Batter is Colby Thomas, who should be 4-for-4, called strike outside corner. He singled twice, homered, and was absolutely robbed with two men on base in the sixth inning. And diving catch by Tommy Sacco Jr. Bouncer up the middle. Cottle will knock it down. He'll throw, but not going to get him. Base hit. Well, how about this? Colby Thomas is 4-for-5 and was robbed on the time that he didn't get on base. Absolutely robbed. Good effort by Cotto up the middle, but no chance to get him. So, back-to-back-to-back base hits. It's Thomas on, and here is Denzel Clark. Denzel looking to break through in 24, swings and misses, 0-1 count. He's 0-for-4 in this one. Couple of strikeouts. Well, Jacob Wilson with a good hustle. The swing and a bouncer foul, count quickly 0-2. Yeah, and the home runs, of course, are outstanding, but you look at the walk by Ironman right before the Winkler homer and the Jacob Wilson single in which he hustled down the line, beat it out, and then Bowman on the next pitch scorches a line drive home run, left field line. Pitch high, now by much, 1-2. Denzel took that pretty calmly, and I started looking at it. That was fairly close. Well, Wichita has won. They defeated Frisco 13-3. That's the first win by a home team this year. Okay, well, this weekend, let's be honest. There's called third strike, and Denzel knew it. Little off-speed pitch, and boy, that's a hat trick for Denzel, and the frustration continues. He is 0-for-9 to start the year. Boy, Brown, a little bit of everything. He now has 7 strikeouts. He's walked 2 batters. He's given up 4 runs on 7 hits. The Rockhounds, 2 runs on 3 base hits. No errors and a man left on. We'll go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. Austin Briggs going back to the mound. The Rockhounds have expanded the lead at Corpus Christi's Whataburger Field. To the bottom of the eighth, pound 7, hooks 1.
The do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Bottom half of the eighth inning of play, and Austin Briggs deals and drops one down and away to Colin Barber, middle third of the Corpus order. Near the bottom half of the eighth, Hounds lead now 7-1. Line drive, base hit between short and actually between short and the bag at second. Again, with Colin Barber, the batter, Jeremy Ironman, the third baseman, was really playing shortstop, and Jacob Wilson playing up the middle, but the ball went right between them, so when all is said and done, went right pretty much where the shortstop might have originally been, but base hit leading off the inning for Colin Barber. One on, nobody down for Jordan Brewer. Right-handed hitter takes just low and away from Austin Briggs. Well, Austin threw one pitch, a line drive that was
caught off the bat of Jacob Melton. Pitch settles in, though, maybe just a bit low, two balls and no strikes. The base is loaded, two men down, and Melton hit it well, but Colby Thomas, who was having a sensational game, tracked it down. Fastball down the middle, but a low ball, 3-0. Boy, Austin's split the plate in two with the last couple of pitches. But they must have just dropped a bit low, couldn't have been by much. 3-0 is down the middle for a called strike, 3-1. Base runner is Colin Barber, Jordan Brewer, the batter, Chad Stevens on deck in the bottom of the eighth inning. 3-1 pitch, shot right back up the middle. Diving Cooper Bowman cannot get there. Base hit, 2-1 and nobody out. So the hooks again with a big bunch on hand tonight. We have 2-1 and nobody out. By the way, Wichita pounced all over Frisco, 13-3, scoring that series, the first home team to win. Springfield makes it 2 in a row over Arkansas. They win 6-5 at North Little Rock. San Antonio is crushing Amarillo, 11-2, beat them 12-5 last night. And that's at Hodgetown. Hounds leading here, of course, and Tulsa all over Northwest Arkansas, 11-4 at Springdale. Pitch high and in for a ball to Chad Stevens. So if all the scores hold, through 2 days of Texas League Baseball, home teams will be 1-9. 1-0 pitch, that'll settle in. Called strike to the right-handed hitting shortstop. We've been a tale of 2 days here for Chad Stevens, 2-for-4 with a couple of doubles. Yesterday, 0-for-3, three strikeouts in this one. Pitch by Briggs, swung on and foul tipped. And the count is 1-2. 1-2. Ryan Robleski on deck for the hooks. And to mention with our game summary in the last half inning, tomorrow series finale will be 5-0-5. 1-2, swung on and missed. And Chad Stevens out on strikes. So 0-for-4, all on strikeouts in this game. Two on, one man down. Here's Ryan Robleski. Well, I mentioned, I thought Cooper Bowman's home run, very similar to Jeremy Ironman's last night. Called strike inside corner. Robleski checks swing held up, but it's called strike. Well, I mean, almost identical. They have fancy gear here in Corpus Christi. Michael Coffin from the home booth sharing some of them with me. Swinging a bouncer foul 0-2. Last night, Jeremy Ironman hit a line drive to left center field. Exit velocity was 107. The distance was 397. Cooper Bowman hit it out to left field. Now, left field, the wind blows and all of that. But Cooper Bowman's home run was a line drive. Wind had nothing to do with it. Pitch up high, 1-2. It went out at 105, and Cooper's home run went 402 feet. That's legit. Boy, he sizzled that thing. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Fly ball, right center field. Perez on the move. He'll make the catch. Runners will hold. So Ryan Robleski. Again, he hit the ball to the right side. Now, the wind, again, is coming and going. It has backed off a little bit. It is still very much in evidence. The guess would be at least in the 15-mile-an-hour range, but not 20-plus as we have had through so much of the stay. Here's Miguel Palma, 2-for-2 plus a walk as an RBI single driving in the hooks only run at this moment in time. Also drew a walk. Takes Lowen in for a ball, 1-0. Cooper Bowman is one of those kids. We saw some of what he can do last year. The base running was exceptional. Grounded is short. In between hop to Jacob. Goes to Coop. And the inning is over on the 6-4 putout at second base. So the first two men get on base. But Austin Briggs gets out of the inning.
So we have played 8 innings in Corpus Christi in this middle game of a 3-game set. And after 8 complete at the beach, the Rockhounds are on top of the Hooks. The score is 7-1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth inning in Corpus Christi, opening weekend for the Texas League. Rockhounds lead the Hooks 7-1, coming off a 3-2 victory last night. The Hounds have slowly pulled away. They have not trailed in this game. Jack Winkler, a 3-run home run in the top of the second inning. Hooks got back within 3-1 in the last of the second, but the Hounds have added the solo home run from Colby Thomas, RBI single by Cooper Bowman. Oh, and a 2-run home run from Coop. And he's driven in 3. Jack Winkler has driven in 3. And Colby Thomas, a solo home run. On the pitch is Jacob DeLabio in the 8th inning. And check me in the 9th. Daniel Susak to face him. Daniel is 2-for-4. A couple of singles. Well, this one outside. Deflects off the edge of the glove of Miguel Palma. Back to the screen. 1 ball, no strikes. Daniel singled in the 3rd and again in the 5th. And this, I don't want to say cool, it's probably still 70-plus. Swing and a miss, chased an off-speed pitch away from DeLabio. But again, a very breezy evening. You're going to see what tomorrow might bring. Very similar to last night. Temperature really hasn't changed. Swing and a miss. And again, chased one away. DeLabio, a couple of off-speed pitches at Daniel chasing. And it's 1-2. That's still 72, 73. Boy, the breeze has been strong. Basically, I don't think the guys have had a day without pretty strong winds since they arrived in the Permian Basin last weekend. Pitch up high, 2-2. Guys arrived, some of them a week ago today, and some a week ago tomorrow. I think maybe one or two on Monday, but basically guys were all in town by Monday of last week, took the field for the first time last Tuesday. Did a swing and a miss, and Daniel chased one down and away, and DeLabio had him reaching a little bit. Hooks pitching struck out 14 last night, and high number going again here. That's 12, but the Hounds lead 7-1. Last Tuesday, even if you are from the Permian Basin, that was one of the that was a windy day. That was, and if it's a windy day in the Permian Basin, that's serious wind. It backed off a little the rest of the week, but not that much. Junior Perez, a swing and a miss. Junior 0-for-3 with a walk and a stolen base. 3 strikeouts before the base on balls. No, Hounds make the trip to Corpus Christi, and I mean, it has been breezy as the dickens here. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. And again, it's almost always at least breezy here, if not just flat out windy. And it's just been windy since the
since the team arrived, and it's affected the flight of some baseballs, including a home run yesterday. Pitch down the middle, but maybe low, and the count goes 2-1. The junior at the plate, Jason Rosario on deck. Rockhounds lead the Hooks by the score of 7-1. Junior waits. And what do you have? Nope. Time or a pitch clock violation? Might have been time. Paul McCall time. Emphatically signaled by Mickey Smith, our home plate umpire. Mentioned the other games in the Texas League. Tulsa is trying to close out Northwest Arkansas. Bottom of the ninth at Springdale. That will be the Hounds' next destination on the road, Northwest Arkansas. Tulsa 11, Naturals 4. Hounds leading here. San Antonio still leading at Amarillo 11-2. Wichita crushed Frisco 13-3. Pitch outside for a ball, 3-1. Boy, Amarillo has not hit very much in that first two games of that series against San Antonio, and that's unusual at Hodgetown, and San Antonio has been ripping the ball. Pitch up high for a ball, and Junior Perez draws his second consecutive walk. So he's 0-3, but his on-base percentage is .400 for the game. And he has a stolen base. Again, he had 41 of them a year ago. Here is Jason Rosario. Left-handed hitter is Jason. Play him to pull in the infield, shading solidly up the middle is Chad Stevens. A swing and a foul straight back 0-1. Into tomorrow's series finale here before the Hounds head for home next Tuesday. Take on the Amarillo Sod Poodles. With San Antonio throwing some cold water on the celebration weekend at Hodgetown. Pitch, boy, called strike, just got there. Good pitch there by DeLavio, 0-2. Amarillo, of course, won the title a year ago, so I'm sure they made mention of that. A time or two or 12, and San Antonio got him last night 12-5, and tonight it's 11-2. Pitch drops. Oh, called third strike. Boy, that just got there. Perez steals the base. Out on strikes is Rosario, who really can't believe it. I'd love to get a replay of that, of the pitch. Perez gets the steal. That's his second. When Junior Perez wears one of those base-running mitts, and I don't know why. Maybe it's just the color. It's bright yellow. Maybe it looks bigger than the other ones we've seen. That looks like it's big enough to catch wind and slow you down. In steps Jeremy Ironman, takes up and in for a ball. So two strikeouts and a walk in this inning. Perez with his second stolen base. Pitch to Jeremy, misses for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. He's 0-3, but walking a run scored, and that set up the swing that is still the difference in this game. Sometimes it is the little things that help the bigger things. Delivery on the outside half, a high strike, 2-1. Jeremy taps the dish. DeLavio, tall right-hander, comes set. Perez takes the lead off second base. Pitch to Jeremy right down the middle. That ball backed up over the heart of the plate. DeLavio, tall right-hander. He's 6'5", 230 pounds from Kenosha, Wisconsin. Non-drafted free agent. Perez is running. The pitch is taken. He steals third. Well, three stolen bases for Junior Perez tonight. I'm not sure exactly why you want to do that, but he did. He stole third. He got there cleanly with no throw. So he knew what he was doing. Boy, last night that was not the case for the Hooks. 3-2, swing and a miss. Inning is over. And Jeremy unhappy with himself. So, well, Junior Perez has had a strange night. He has three. He's 0-3. He has three strikeouts, two walks, and three stolen bases. You got to love baseball. With the man saying, baseball, we count everything. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning. The Rockhounds trying to close it out. And see, you're going to go to the bullpen? Yep, the Hounds will go to the pen. As we go to the last half of the ninth, we're at Whataburger Field in Corpus Christi, Texas, to the bottom of the ninth, Hounds 7, Hooks 1.
Love really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B, here, fresh produce tastes better.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Right-hander Pedro Santos is on to try to close the deal here. A 7-1 ball game. Pedro, an international free agent signed by the A's back in 2018. And his home is Trinidad, Cuba. The right-hander is on here in the ninth. His first appearance of the season. First double-A appearance overall as well. Hard-throwing right-hander. And he'll face 9-1-2 in the Corpus Christi order. And that will be Kobe Cotto to lead it off. Then back up top for Tommy Sacco Jr. and Kennedy Corona. Kobe Cotto, native of the Hawaiian Islands. And the left-hand hitter stands in against Pedro Santos. Santos fires right down the middle. Fastball strike 0-1. Of course, this is one of only two three-game series on the schedule. Ironically enough, Rockhounds play both of those series here. Breaking pitch. Oh, dandy. Called strike. Just a gorgeous yacker right there. Snapped over the heart of the plate. Hounds make three trips to Corpus this season, but two of them are just for three games. This one, then back in July, and then back to finish the entire season in September. Pitch high and away for a ball. One ball and two strikes. It's a long way to play three games. And, of course, Texas League spreads out pretty good. Covers a good amount of geography. Hounds will make, I think, what is their longest trip to one destination next time. That's Springdale, Arkansas. Pitch clock violation, and that is against Pedro Santos, so it's 2-2. Kobe Cotto came into the game as a defensive replacement top of the seventh and was hit by a pitch in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And a breaking pitch. Oh, we thought he was out. It's 3-2. Oh, Kobe, every once in a while a batter does it. Just hilarious. I mean, he took two steps across home plate after that ball popped into the glove, but it was called ball three. He thought he was out. 3-2 pitch. Now you are. I thought he might have had a walk, and he's out. Well, Kobe, you can't gripe because you thought you were out on the previous pitch. Cross booing, you can't boo that. That was a borderline pitch. The previous one, by the way, looked really good. I think Kobe might have had the better call on the 2-2. Oh, goodness. You know, if it's a 4-3 game, that's a little more serious to be sure. It was a close call, but so was the 2-2 pitch. But it's 7-1, and Kobe thought he was out already, so I think maybe the baseball heavens are just fine. Line drive, left side, base hit for Sacco. Went after the first pitch he saw. First base hit of this game, his third of the series. And so one man on in the ninth, and Tommy Sacco not going gentle into that good night. And the batter is Kennedy Corona. He is 0-4. Bounced out on a good play by both corner infielders. Jeremy Ironman making a really good play on a short hop.
pitch down and away, one ball, no strikes. His throw then was wide on a hop to Jack Winkler as he had to unload it in a hurry. Jeremy usually very, very accurate, but again, on the move, threw a little wide, and Jack Winkler made a really nice play at first base. Swinging a foul away off Corona's bat. Ooh, the Hounds dug out. Count is one ball, one strike. Mentioned tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, 5:05. Ryan Cusick, right-hander for the Rockhounds, anxious to watch the big right-hander against Jose Flaherty. The 1-1 pitch, down and away for a ball. By the way, I kicked my own backside about halfway into the night last night after I have no idea why. Could not pronounce the name of the Corpus Christi starter yesterday, and it was one of those you could see it coming mental blocks. 2-1 pitch. Ooh, bounced foul. Got Daniel Susak a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. I mention that because Jose Flaherty, the last name is F-L-E-U-R-Y, but it is pronounced Flaherty, as if with a D. So we'll try to get that one right from the start tomorrow. Thank you very kindly. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch swung on and missed, and Corona out on strikes. Two men down, bottom of the ninth inning. Hat trick for Corona on the night. He's 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. Whiff number two for Pedro Santos. And here is Jacob Melton. This young man will be one of the most interesting players to watch in the Texas League. Number one prospect for a very high-profile team in the Astros. Swings and taps one back to the mound. Or is it a foul ball? Foul ball. Went off his foot. It was a good call by third base umpire Austin Snow. I think the crew chief who was umpiring at third was the first guy to indicate that. Foul ball went down and got Jacob, and he broke his bat to boot. So he'll get a new piece of lumber and head back to the dish. 5:05 tomorrow is our first pitch for the final game of this series. I mentioned it's a three-game series, so the Hounds are an out away from a series win to open the season. And they would share the very, very, let's add one more, very early South Division lead with San Antonio. Runner going, defensive indifference. They were playing off him. Pitch misses, 1-1. So Tommy Sacco goes to second base. I guess why not if it's wide open, and it certainly was. Now he's going to take third, same thing. Pitch high, ball 2-1. And there was clearly nobody anywhere near third base, so, I mean, why not? So runner at third with two men down. Defensive indifference on both. Pitch swung on, looped foul out of play, and now the count 2-2 in the bottom half of the ninth inning. Well, the Rockhounds have scored 10 runs in this series, and 8 of them have come via the home run. Well, I mean, two of them in particular, really impressive. The two absolute just line drives. Ironman last night and Bowman tonight. 2-2 pitch. Fouled back. We'll do it again. Still two balls, two strikes. Boy, a good bunch. I don't know. Maybe they're doing fireworks again tonight. Maybe that's the deal. I don't know. But a good amount of people. It's 7-1 bottom of the ninth. But well, the majority of this crowd by far has stayed. Here is the 2-2 stretch and the pitch by Pedro, and it's inside for ball 3-2 to Melton. It is opening weekend, so I'm not sure I'm always all that aware of what's going on at the opponent's ballpark. I do more often than not, yes, but opening weekend, you just try to find the broadcast booth and get through these. If you can remember how to do this. Here's the 3-2. Chopper. Shortstop, Jacob Wilson, got a hurry. Melton's fast, but not fast enough. Ball game over on the 6-3 put out. Boy, Melton, flat run. So in the bottom of the ninth inning, it's no runs on a base hit, no errors, a man left on base. These teams both left a bundle of guys, both left 11 on base, in fact, but the Rockhounds scored 7 along the way. And hello, how are you? They have won the opening series of this season, the short three-gamer.
3-2 in last night's series opener, and this evening a 7-1 win powered by Jack Winkler and Cooper Bowman with three RBIs each and another very good pitching performance all the way around, including five innings and very good ones from JT Ginn. So the Rockhounds win it by the final of 7-1. Gentlemen, a job very well done. We'll wrap it up and take a look at the runs, hits, and errors after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 7 runs on 12 hits. And for the Corpus Christi Hooks, 1 run on 7 hits. Game was errorless. Well played. Series has largely been well played defensively. And each team left 11 men on base. Rockhounds have relied on the home run to start this series. A 3-run home run by Jack Winkler. Solo home run by Colby Thomas. And Cooper Bowman with a 2-run home run. So again, 10 runs have been scored in this series by the Rockhounds, and 8 of them have come off home runs. By the way, I'm very, very observant. They are having fireworks again here tonight. Although, you know, it's 7-1 now. I'm not doubting the fans here. I'm not doubting the fans at all. But 7-1 in the bottom of the ninth inning, and you got about two-thirds of the fans still here. Something's up. So they will, once again this evening, fire off some fireworks. And we're going to do the countdown all the way from 10. Thank you very much. Don't know that we have time of the game just yet. We do not 6,021 on hand here tonight. And again, the Rockhounds winning the first two games of this series. So a couple of good bunches in terms of the crowd. But the Rockhounds sealed the thunder both times. Looks like through two games or 2 days, that is, in the Texas League, home teams are now going to be 1-9. What a start. We'll come back, take a final look at the numbers, couple of quick notes about tomorrow, get you set for more baseball when Rockhounds Baseball continues and concludes in just a moment.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. On the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Rockhounds 7, Corpus Christi 1. You know, I was glancing at the score real quick, like in Amarillo. It's now 12-2, San Antonio leading Amarillo. San Antonio has now 13-2. 13 runs on 8 base hits. But Amarillo has committed only one error. So I checked the box really quick. Amarillo pitching tonight has walked 13 batters. 13 bases on balls. Wow, I don't care how amped up Hodgetown is, that will put a crimp on your Saturday night. 13 walks issued, my goodness. Well, as the fireworks continue here, Rockhounds make it 2 in a row over the Hooks. In the top of the second inning, nobody on and 2 men out, and really this is the key inning in the game and the key sequence, and it's the bottom of the order that got it done, and that was the case last night to a great extent. J.
Jason Rosario, a two-out single. He steals second. Now, Jeremy Ironman is at the plate with one on and two out, but the count is 0-2. He fouls away a couple of pitches on the way to working a full count and draws a walk. That was huge. That put two men on base, and Jack Winkler got down to the count 0-2 against Alex Santos the second, and then drilled a three-run home run to left field. Rockhounds led 3-0 and would never trail. Hooks got on the board in the bottom half of the inning. They answered. Colin Barber, a leadoff double. Hooks loaded the bases, but only Miguel Palma single, scoring a run. So 3-1 after the second inning. Rockhounds made it 4-1 in the fifth. Solo home run from Colby Thomas. We'll tell you more on Colby here in just a moment. He had a sensational night tonight. Solo home run made it 4-1. In the fifth inning, that solo home run. Then in the sixth, it's Jason Rosario, a leadoff walk. And back-to-back two-out singles, Jacob Wilson and Cooper Bowman. And that made it a 5-1 game. And Cooper will cap the scoring. Jacob Wilson, the bases empty, two-out single in the top of the eighth. And on the next pitch, boy, Cooper just ripped, again, a 402-foot line drive home run to left. And that capped the scoring, 7-1. Along the way, JT Ginn got in a jam or two, but got out of virtually all of it. He went five innings, one run earned on four hits with a couple of walks, three strikeouts. Tyler Baum, Jack Weisenberger, I apologize, Jack, Austin Briggs, and Pedro Santos combined to go the last four. They gave up no runs on three hits, three walks, and struck out eight batters. And that was, again, a very good performance, as was the case last night. Brady Basso gave up two runs last night at a two-run homer, but it was a wind-blown home run, just to be honest. So the pitching has been very good. And lastly, Colby Thomas was just sensational. Singled in the first, singled in the third, homered in the fifth, and with the bases loaded, or should I say two men on, in the sixth inning, absolutely robbed on an 0-2 pitch. He laced a line drive down the left field side, and third baseman Tommy Sacco Jr. made a gorgeous diving catch. That robbed Colby of a double, and he singled his last time up, 4-for-5 at the plate with a home run, and the only time they got him out, it took an absolute web gem. So the Hounds improved now to 2-0. Well, that's some serious fireworks, isn't it? Tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon, 5:05, Ryan Cusick makes his debut for the Rockhounds, and Jose Flaherty will go for Corpus Christi. Rockhounds bid for a mini sweep to start this season before they pack the bags and head for home. And as we mentioned, Hounds will be home on Tuesday night to face the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Look forward to bringing you tomorrow's series finale and then heading for home. That sounds nice. Been a short stay, but yeah, heading for home sounds very, very nice already as we get this 2024 Texas League season underway. We'll complete the mystery of the Alex Santos and Alex Santos the second tomorrow, among other things, and we'll play some baseball with our broadcast time at 4:55. Until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hard's here at the beach, Whataburger Field, where the Rockhounds make it two in a row with a 7-1 victory. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red, goodnight, Leo, goodnight, Mr. Scully, and goodnight, my friends from the beach.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.